mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the 22nd day of October 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Coming up later in the broadcast, we're scheduled to have Willie Nelson on with us. Then Naomi Wolf, dealing with martial law in the United States and her book, The End of America. And then Lindsey Williams. He said, 2 months ago on this radio show, 3 months ago, told Dr. Stan Monteith, fellow Genesis talk show host, behind the scenes 3 months ago, even a month before he went public, that oil prices were going to drop down to about $55 a barrel in the next 4 to 5 months. And it turns out, he was right about that. Some amazing information from him. But the top story today is we have Joe Biden, Colin Powell, another former Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, and many others, the German president, the French president, the British prime minister, all coming out and saying there's going to be a terror attack in the near future. Now, Albright's saying it's going to be a terror attack. Biden's talking about some type of challenge coming up in late January. Powell saying on the 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd. They're even naming dates, but they won't say what the crisis is. Some are saying it's economic, but foreign world leaders are saying it's going to be terrorist. This is a big deal. We have these individuals talking like this. So I wanted to play a clip of Madeleine Albright on national television from CNN. Here it is.
I want to ask you what you thought of what Joe Biden said yesterday in terms of this idea that Senator Obama, if he becomes president, will be tested by an international crisis within the first 6 months. John McCain certainly picked up on that. Let's listen to what he said yesterday.
If Senator Obama is elected, Senator Biden said, we will have an international crisis to test America's new president. We don't want a president who invites testing from the world at a time when our economy is in crisis and Americans are already fighting in two wars.
Oh, no question there what Senator McCain thought about this, Thomas. What did you think about what
Senator Biden said? Well, I think it's just a statement of fact, frankly. And in my book, I talk about the fact that there are a lot of big issues out there, but that also something unexpected, you always have to be prepared for that.
All right, folks, so there you have it. I want to specifically go over Colin Powell's statements on Meet the Press. Colin Powell warns of coming crisis we don't even know about right now. Story by Steve Watson at Infowars.net. Colin Powell has made a bizarre comments that echo the recent declaration by Democratic VP candidate Joe Biden that there will be an international crisis early into Barack Obama's presidency that will test the new president by forcing him to make unpopular decisions. What will those be? Speaking on Meet the Press a few days ago, Powell officially endorsed Obama and also made the following cryptic statement. And I quote, the problems will always be there, and there's going to be a crisis which will come along on the 21st, 22nd of January. I mean, he's being so specific with this, even naming dates. Let me finish the quote. The problems will always be there, and there's going to be a crisis which will come along on the 21st, 22nd of January that we don't even know about right now. You don't know about it, Powell, but you're listing the dates. So I think that the president has to start to do is to start using the power of the Oval Office and the power of his personality to convince the American people and convince the world that America is solid, that America is going to move forward, that we are going to fix our problems, that we're going to meet our overseas obligations. Now, that's into the clip up on Infowars.net in this article in 2 minutes, 35 seconds into it, if you want to go watch that. And later we're going to be playing that on air. Now that suggests that it's going to be an economic crisis. Most of the others are implying that it's going to be a military/terrorist crisis. So we'll see what happens. One commenter in the story said, Powell is saying the U.S. will default on its debts on the 21st, 22nd. And I agree with the person posting. That is what it sounds like. The problems will always be there. And then he went on to say it'll be the 21st or 22nd of January. So we'll come back and cover this vital question when we get back.
High gasoline prices got you down. Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
You need to sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit survivalproperty.com. That's survivalproperty.com.
He's here.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got Naomi Wolf coming up in about 55 minutes from now. She's written the best-selling book, The End of America, and she now sounds just like this talk show host, very prominent in the progressive liberal community. She's coming out talking about the plans for martial law in the United States. And don't think that if John McCain or Barack Obama get elected, this will stop. They are literally controlled by the military-industrial complex, and she's going to be on talking about that today. In fact, she's valiantly explaining that we're under, basically, military control by the big offshore banks. And so that's coming up in about an hour. And then Lindsay Williams, who worked as an executive in some of the largest oil companies in the U.S. on their boards, he told us 3 months ago the banks were going to lower the price of fuel, of oil, down to $60. People laughed at him, but he was right. It happened. What's behind that? He'll be joining us in the fourth hour today. But without further ado, for the rest of the hour, I am extremely honored to be joined by my favorite country and Western singer, and one of my favorite movie stars as well, but really who he is my favorite humanitarian, a person who is so down to earth and so decent, involved in so many great causes that I share and that many others share, Willie Nelson. And Willie Nelson joins us from Texas. Willie, thank you for coming on today.
My pleasure. Good to be here. I'm a little bit late. I was. I apologize for that, but it's good to be with you. How you doing?
Willie, don't worry. I only had three heart attacks.
Well, I got hung up a little bit. You know how that goes.
Sir, are you kidding? I'm not one-tenth as busy as you, and I'm constantly forgetting interviews or getting the time zone wrong. This is our fourth interview, and you've always made it, and that's just amazing. Willie, there is so much to talk about, so much going on that is developing. I mean, I've got a big list of questions here that I want to go over with you. But just out of the gates, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. You know, I've got some ideas and plans that I think maybe you and your listeners could help me with, too. So as we move along today, I'd like to talk about some of that.
Well, I want to get into the bailout. And I want to talk about the election and the wars and how we're still in Iraq. And I want to talk about how Farm Aid went bigger than ever this year with Neil Young and others. But let's go ahead now and talk about some of the things and some of the solutions that you've been coming up with. Let's talk about that first today, Willie.
Yeah, well, okay. I'm going to start out with the $700 billion that we gave somebody. I'm not sure who it was, but whoever has it, I would like, and I have written a letter as president of Farm Aid to whoever controls that money, that we would like to have $1 billion of that 700, and that would leave 699 for whatever they had planned. But $1 billion is, I think, all we'll need to turn the economy around if we start out taking care of our family farmers. We could put 10 million farmers back on the land, making a living out there, raising food and fuel now that we can, you know, raise soybeans, ethanol, whatever they can grow out there, we can use for both food and fuel. And that $1 billion, I think, would go a long way about changing our negative attitudes that we have and the confidence in ourselves and in our country right now. I think if we invested, stopped all the foreclosure, period, and then invested that $1 billion back with our family farmers, I think that we would begin to turn it around.
Well, Willie, you know of what you speak here. You have been studying the family farm and fighting for the family farm, not just in the United States, but worldwide for, I know, more than three decades, and you are uniquely suited to speak on this because you were born on a small family farm with a blacksmith shop with your grandfather and grandmother and family in north central Texas during the Depression. And in some of your songs and a lot of your writings, you've documented the fact that the big central banks are not our friends and that we have to get back to local community, true sustainability. And you have really put your money where your mouth is, your time where your mouth is, and just done so much, raising hundreds of millions of dollars through Farm Aid and other things you're doing for the family farm. So can you speak from your unique perspective growing up, you know, living this life before you became world-renowned country music singer?
Well, thank you. And also, I believe that, you know, we could talk, you know, the rest of our lives about how we got here, because I think we know and we can put names and faces and places on most of the reasons. But I think if we just say, okay, here we are, let's go forward, and then start thinking positive about everything, that's the first step in turning it around.
Well, I'll tell you what's positive. I talked to multiple members of Congress. They got 1,000-to-1 phone calls against the banker takeover bill, which is really $5 trillion. And so the good news is the American people are not buying in to the banker propaganda, and so they may now be ready to hear some real solutions. With that $1 billion, literal seed money to get the family farm that's nearing extinction jump-started, what are some of the ideas that you have, Willie, to do that?
Well, first of all, we put 10 million, we stopped the foreclosures on the farms and also the houses, because what has happened, it's been a domino effect. Back when we had about 8 or 10 million family farmers on the land, we were pretty good off economically because the agriculture is the bottom rung on the economic ladder. And, So everybody was doing fine. That was back at the end of the war. And then it was decided that those 8 million family farmers out there, most of them Democrats, were just a little bit too much to handle politically. So they decided, and up until then, they were offering all our raw producers in this country a 100% parity, which is that they would pay for the cost and production of the whatever the producers had, whether it was a farm, a steel, coal, whatever it was, they would pay 100% or parity. And that was during the war. When the war was over, they stopped that process and decided, okay, we'll drop that to a 60 or 70 percent sliding scale. That way they took 2 million farmers off the land immediately.
Well, there's no doubt that the policies in the last 50 years have completely debased and decimated the family farm and ranch. You know, my family on my dad's side from east Texas, my mother's side from right here in Austin and surrounding areas out in Fredericksburg, I mean, I have lived in it as well, not to the extent you have, and just seen the destruction of the family farms and the rise of big agribusiness, which is now cramming all this GMO food down our throats. And NAFTA and GATT hasn't just destroyed the family farm and ranch here in the U.S. It's also hurt Mexico. So we know these policies are bad, and we know they're predatory, and we know that you and many others have come up with solutions. And if people go to willienelson.com, you have put a lot of different documents, research, articles up there explaining this to people and showing folks the history. So I want to challenge folks to go to willienelson.com and check out that material. And you also have a lot of information up on the Peace Institute on a host of issues tying into this, you know, getting local control, building back up our communities. Can you imagine, Willie, if they gave the $5 trillion, and they've already doled out over $2 trillion of that, to foreign banks, and then they're cutting off the currency, the liquidity to Main Street and the family farm. By design, I have their documents. They want everything to foreclose and implode. Then they can come back with all the money they've amassed and consolidate. So, I mean, I'm trying to be positive here, but I mean, to stop what's happening, we've got to educate the public about who the real enemy is here, who the real fox in the hen house is.
That's right, and it's like Obama said. He said, let's put out the fire now. We'll figure out who started it later. And that's pretty much what we have to do. We have to stop the fire. We have to stop the bleeding. And I still think the best way to do that is from the ground up. Go back to our family farmer. He's the one that started taking care of us in the beginning. So let's let him do it again.
Willie, I want to talk about biodiesel because I've really studied the issue. A lot of my family works as petroleum geologists and farmers and also in refineries, so I'm somewhat educated on it. And I know that it was speculation and dollar devaluation that drove up oil. They tried to blame it on some of the farmers, you know, having crops turn into ethanol, which I'm for to a certain extent. But they also tried to tie that into biodiesel. Those are two separate things. I mean, biodiesel, which you're an expert in, so I'd like you to speak to it. That's using waste products that just basically get burned or thrown in the landfill or dumped down the drain. Can you explain the difference between the two?
Well, the key words here are local sustainable agriculture. If you raise it over here and you consume it next door, then you save all the money that it costs for bringing in all your food, all the fuel it costs to bring it in. If you look at your breakfast in the morning, most everything on that plate came from 1,500 miles away. So if you started out with local, sustainable.
We may have lost Willie's cell phone. Willie, are you there?
No, I'm still here. I just sounded like Christmas out there, or ice cream trucks.
Yeah, you're a musician. You were listening to that curious tune. Stay there, Willie. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back and let you finish up with true sustainability, not the globalist counterfeit of that, because that's how this can get confusing. Stay with us.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties at our grandparents' group.
It's sounding like Christmas out there, our ice cream truck.
Yeah, you're a musician. You were listening to that curious tune. Stay there, Willie. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back and let you finish up with true sustainability, not the globalist counterfeit of that, because that's how this can get confusing. Stay with us.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties at our grandparents' group, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties at our founding fathers' group, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com.
I'm gonna chase the sky forever. With the woman and the stallion and the wind.
What beautiful poetry and what a great voice. It is hard to cut that song off, but we will, and go to the man himself, Willie Nelson. I'm just so glad in my little life that I've crossed paths with Willie Nelson and get to share a little bit of his precious time. He is just a precious person. We have a lot of celebrities on the show. People know that I don't get all sappy here, but he really is a great humanitarian, and we're honored to have him. WillieNelson.com is the website. Okay, Willie, when we got cut off by the ice cream music earlier, actually Russian techno is what it is, we were getting into the difference between biodiesel and ethanol. But at the end of the day, If growing corn for fuel saves farmers, I'm all for it. You know, I think that was the greedy oil companies trying to demonize that because they want a monopoly. But explain to us the difference, Willie.
Well, I think mainly the difference is local sustainable. If you keep it local, then you keep the foreign markets out of it, and there's not trillions of dollars going back and forth and the farmer losing control and the consumer losing all the benefits of having it there. Local, sustainable, organic food is the future. And it's just, when do you want to start? You know, that's just where we're going. That's where we're going. Our economy is forcing us to go back to the basics, which we go back to growing our food, period. Try to have some clean water around, period. And it's down to survival again. And I think a lot of people are facing that right now.
Well, Willie, I mean, you're absolutely right. It's down to survival because the big Monsanto and two other companies are buying up all the heirloom seeds. Their Terminator genetics is spreading into all the other major seed crops. They've infected almost 100% of the Mexican corn varieties that go back over 10,000 years. I mean, we have to get back into heirloom seeds and start having our own gardens. I know I have one wherever I live. I mean, we're meant as humans to be out there in the mud and the dirt, and children love it. I mean, and we are seeing a reawakening, an explosion of community farms, small gardens, and I think a lot of that's thanks to you and others spreading the word.
Well, and there's so many young people out there that know what we're talking about, who are already growing things in places that their parents or grandparents never thought would grow. They grow on roofs of apartment buildings in New York City and Philadelphia. They grow in vacant lots. They have found places to grow food because they saw the necessity of it, and it was, necessity is the mother of invention. If it's really needed badly enough, somebody will come up with a way to do it. And local, organic, sustainable food is where we're going.
Well, absolutely. And then we have the revolution of solar, the revolution of wind. These are real local solutions. And we have these atmospheric water generators that give you the cleanest water out there. And Willie, I just now got into this, and I discovered that you've been in this for years. Tell us about the atmospheric water generator that you've lent your name to. I mean, you talk about getting off the grid. This is incredible.
Well, amazingly enough, I found out just a little while ago that the inventor of this water machine is over here in Marble Falls, and he invented it in 1984. So, and I only found out about it a couple of years ago. And when I found out about it, it was a company in Canada and California, which it's an amazing machine because you plug it in. It looks like a office water machine without the top, without the jug of water on the top. And you plug it in today, and tomorrow at this time, you got 6 gallons of pure, fresh drinking water that came right out of the air.
I don't have the website in front of me, but I know the machine's called the Willie Nelson Water from Air Machine. People can just Google that and see some photos of you out at your house. Last week in the Austin American Statesman showing the thing off. And we have it in the office. I now have it at home. And, folks, it goes through 5 different filters. Just an amazing system. And, again, that is the key. That is real sustainability.
It sure is. And now when you throw up a house out there somewhere, you don't have to dig a well. All you need is some electricity, a generator, whatever. You plug in one of these machines. And they've got them all sizes where you can make 6 gallons a day, or you can make 2,500 gallons a day, 5,000 gallons a day. They have them up to, I think, 18,000 gallons. But this is the water, the 18,000 gallon one, I think, is not drinkable water, but it is water. But they have them up to 5,000 gallons a day that I know about.
Absolutely. One company we've got that's a sponsor tried to send me a big one, and I said, no, I don't have room for it. Willie Nelson is our guest, willienelson.com. Got a big event coming up at the backyard this Sunday with Jesse Ventura, myself, and Willie. We'll tell you about that when we get back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let me talk to Willie.
We have them up to 5,000 gallons a day that I know about.
Absolutely. One company we've got that's a sponsor tried to send me a big one, and I said, no, I don't have room for it. Willie Nelson is our guest, willienelson.com. Got a big event coming up at the backyard this Sunday with Jesse Ventura, myself, and Willie. We'll tell you about that when we get back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing. The stock market's a mess. There's the mortgage crisis. There's the lending crisis. There is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis. And we are paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. What I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it. You know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being. A little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins. Lower blood sugar levels. Annihilate acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's
we've got Willie Nelson for another 30 minutes, 5 minutes into the next hour. Then Naomi Wolf joins us. Talk about what the military-industrial complex is up to and the positive solution to expose that so people understand the agenda so they can't carry it out. And the good news is, in all the polls and the troops I talk to on the street, they are with us against this corrupt world banking system. And so that is the good news. Willie Nelson, there are so many other things going on in this country that need to be addressed. But during the break, we were talking about more positive solutions. What are other positive things that you and folks you're working with are trying to do to make the world a better place?
Well, I think probably most of the things we do and you do, we just do subconsciously because that's the way we think. Whatever we do at the moment, anything that we can do to promote peace, we should do it. We should talk about how peace is more prosperous to us than war. War only benefits 1 or 2%. But peace, we are the biggest, I guess, bullet bomb maker in the world. Arms dealing is what we do best, I guess.
Produce half the weapons in the world, yeah.
Yeah, so, there's a lot of people who think we start wars and then sell bullets and bombs to both sides. And, I can see how, a guy with an evil intent would think that way.
Absolutely. But, I mean, the war is unpopular. Over 75% of the American people want it to end. We're almost 6 years into it. And looks like Barack Obama is going to win. I certainly hope that he ends it as he said he will do, but he also said he was going to end the wiretapping, but then voted for it. So I'm not holding my breath, but I guess, like you said, we can just keep pushing for it and hope it happens.
Yeah, that's the only thing we can do, is just to get that good positive picture in our minds. I think you know, as simple as it sounds, it's like the golf swing. You got to visualize it, and that's what we have to do.
Willie, we have this event coming up Sunday, and it's special for a lot of reasons, and because a lot of people around the world and the country can't be there. We're going to be streaming it, thanks to you doing that, free over the Internet. It'll be linked up at Infowars.com and TruthNews.us. We'll send a link over to your webmaster, so it'll probably be up there as well. Tell folks a little bit about the great folks at the Backyard, this historic venue that you founded with Tim, and some of the things that are coming up on the itinerary Sunday and Sunday evening.
Well, first of all, Tim O'Connor and I go all the way back to Castle Creek, and in my opinion, he's one of the best music promoters, managers of bars and places where people come for entertainment. That I've been around, and I've been around a lot of good promoters. And I like the way you can depend on what he says. We went from Castle Creek to several different other places, music hall and backyard. I think whatever Tim wants to do, I'm all for it, you know.
Well, that's going to be an amazing event with Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura, Alex Jones, and I know Jimmy Vaughn's coming. Just a whole bunch of other great people are going to be there, Willie.
Yeah, I hear Johnny Knoxville might show up, and he is a piece of work, and I don't know if you've ever met him or not, but you should.
No, I haven't met him, but I look forward to meeting him at the event. Some of the other issues dealing with solutions, let's get into Farm Aid. How long have you been doing Farm Aid, and what are some of the things that Farm Aid is focusing in on? What'd you guys focus in on this year?
Well, it's still local sustainable agriculture. The first Farm Aid was, I think, 1984. And, it came about, I was in Chicago or St. Louis, maybe. And, it was the state fair. And me and Big Jim Thomas, the governor, had sort of a ritual every year. When I'd come play the state fair, we'd have a bowl of chili and a beer on the bus. And we were talking about how bad the farmer was getting it, and how he used to do pretty good, but now the farmers were losing them at an alarming rate. And we decided that we would do the first Farm Aid. So hats off to Big Jim for helping us do that. I think 21 days later, in Champaign, Illinois, is when we had the first Farm Aid.
Willie, I know you don't like talking about yourself, but people that know you know what a kind, gentle, real person. I've talked to a lot of celebrities who've met you and know you or friends with you over the years, and they say Willie Nelson is the most down-to-earth, real person that you'll find. Fame and fortune and being a global icon, there aren't many, and you're one of them. Not just of music, but just of culture, period, changes a lot of people. You have so many people who I wouldn't even call fans. They just really appreciate who you are and love who you are. Talk about yourself a little bit. Growing up and your metamorphosis, were you always this centered, always this calm? You know, you're somebody who wrote a whole bunch of the famous Patsy Cline songs and songs that Elvis and everybody else sung and would sell them for $25, $50. You've been a radio talk show host, DJ. You didn't get, though you had all those huge accomplishments, the real fame until the 70s, and then it's just built from there. Was it the fact that fame came later in life that helped you stay centered and not have it go to your head? That's a lot there I threw out, but I'm for folks out there trying to understand, you know, the person, Willie Nelson, and so many people that, you know, have you as a role model, you know, how did you grow? What's the core of Willie Nelson, and what advice would you give people about philosophy of life?
Well, first of all, I come from Abbott, Texas, a little farm and ranch town, and I found out real early that farming was hard, ranching was a little easier. So that was one of the first lessons that I learned. And also learned by hanging out with the farmers and ranchers and local folks there in Abbott that a town survived by taking care of itself. And the farmers were the ones who sustained us. They grew our cotton and corn. And I learned a lot from the guys who, you know, who grew things. And throughout the years, I think I can say that I owe a lot to Abbott and the education that I got just growing up there.
But continuing through your life, I mean, what was it like seeing song after song you wrote being number one hits, and, you know, the fact that you'd, I mean, that's true that you sold, one of Patsy Cline's biggest hits for $50, or was it 100?
No, actually, when I started out writing poems when I was 5 or 6 years old, and then I learned to play guitar, my grandparents raised me, and I learned, me and my sister learned music real early. I would learn a lot from her, but I would play the guitar and write songs. And then I was working on the farm. I was making very little money. I was baling hay, picking cotton. And on Saturdays, I'd go down and shine shoes at the barber shop. And also had my guitar there, so I'd sing a song. So I started out playing. So music has always been, you know, a big part of what I did, and it still is.
Didn't your grandmother order self-taught catalog or book on guitar playing through the mail, and that basically you were somewhat self-taught?
Pretty much. I learned a few chords, and by playing with Sister Bobby, I would sit on the piano stool next to her, and she would play as she read the music, and I would learn the chords that way. I do know that I was making a couple of dollars a day picking cotton, and one night I went out with the Raycheck band, and I made $8 playing the guitar. So that was my first big success story.
Now, is it true that you got on the radio when you were 13 years old?
Yeah, on KHBR Hillsboro, me and my sister and her husband at the time, and my football coach who played trombone, we had a radio show up there on Saturdays.
That's amazing, Willie. I mean, I think it's safe to say you've probably lived one of already, and so much more ahead of you, a full life.
Well, yeah, I think you could easily say that.
You know, there's that song that Johnny Cash and others have sung, I've Been Everywhere, Man. Do you think you've probably even been more places than Johnny Cash?
Well, I don't know about that, but that's what we do. We travel, and we've been to most places once, and a lot of them several times.
What's your favorite venue to play? Do you have one?
Honestly, yeah, I do. There is a place in Morrison, Colorado, Red Rocks Amphitheater. It's an incredible place to play. And then naturally after that, been places around Austin through the years that I love, mainly because of the crowds. But as venues, as far as venues are concerned, Red Rocks Amphitheater, I think, is the best one.
Willie, when did you move to Austin?
I had been coming here for years playing music, and my sister had moved here, and I had planned on, this is way back there, come to think of it, when we were going to get an apartment in Houston or buy a condo or something. And then I drove up to Austin to visit with my sister. And that's when I decided that this was really the place where I wanted to be. But the year had to be, what, 75, I guess?
Boy, I tell you, and Willie Nelson and Austin sure went together well, didn't they?
Oh, it was, yeah. The university is here. Daryl Royal is here. Joe Jamel come up a lot, and we were just had a lot of fun just listening to the music and going to football games. And those were great times back in Austin in those days.
Amazing. My grandparents, of course, lived in Austin. We'd come down here and visit from Dallas when I was a little kid, and then I moved here in high school. And I remember always telling my parents, I want to live in Austin. I want to live in Austin. It's a lot. I'm not bashing Dallas. It's just Austin is such a great place. Boy, it sure has grown, hasn't it, Willie?
Yeah, it has. Out here where I live, it's amazing how it's built up out here.
Well, look at the backyard. I mean, that used to overlook the hills, and now there's a big shopping mall around it.
That's right. I guess that's one of the reasons that they're having to move.
Well, it's a historic final event at the backyard. I'm told Tim is sad about that, but I guess all good things, as my grandma used to say, unfortunately come to an end. But there'll be a new one.
Tim is a soldier, you know, and he likes to. What good is a soldier without a good war? So Tim likes to get out there and mix it up with the folks. And I guarantee you, he'll come out on top on this one. He'll have him another spot over there that's just as good.
Absolutely. In fact, bigger and just as pretty there in the hills. Willie, I want to get into some serious issues in the last 15 minutes or so that we've got left with you. But right now, I mean, again, I know you don't like talking about yourself, but people want to hear from you and they want to hear about you. You are prolific. I mean, you're just into all sorts of businesses and charities and events and causes, and are just so accessible for somebody of your highest caliber in the culture. You've written quite a few books, and you wrote The Tale of Willie with a great guy who I've gotten to know separately through some movies I've been in with him. That's Turk Pipkin. And then he wrote The Tale of Willie with you about your philosophy that we were just getting into earlier that really gets into that. But you've got a new book out. You've done a fiction book. Tell us about A Tale of Luck or A Tale Out of Luck.
Well, honestly, there's a writer. His name is Mike Blakely. He's a great guy from Texas and writes a lot of good Western lore and is a real cowboy and knows the lingo. When they asked me to write this book, called Tales Out of Luck, and they had in mind the book and then a movie and etc. And I know my qualifications, so I was glad Mike Blakely was here. I gave him some ideas and we talked, and he went away and wrote the book, and so we have to give him all the credit.
Well, it's been getting great reviews. Tell folks about the basic storyline for people that might want to read it.
Well, basically, it's pretty much like real life. It's about a guy who has a bunch of horses, and I think the difference is that when the stories, there's some few Indians involved and a few thieves and crooks, and so it's a well written story, and even just the way it starts out, once you get into the first chapter, this is going to be a book.
Willie, shifting gears into some really serious issues we're dealing with, because last time you were bringing it up on your own, and then I kind of glazed over and moved on to the next question. You've seen my film Terror Storm. You've seen my film Endgame for Blueprint for Global Enslavement, dealing with the Bilderberg Group and the global elite. And of course, over the years, you told me you'd seen some of my TV shows and heard the radio show. Overall, positively waking up and getting communities involved and decentralizing. If we can be local and have local control, that will short-circuit these internationalists. But a big part of the solution is identifying them. Watching Endgame or seeing these global elites meeting in secret and setting world policy, what was your take on those two films and, of course, on government-sponsored terrorism itself?
Well, I thought it was very important work that you did and that needed to be out there. People needed to know what happened. And I think all of the things that I've read that you've done and that I listen and hear you talking about are things that people need to know. So, that's why I'm glad to be, on your program so we can both talk about things that together I think we can come up with more ideas and throw them out there and let the people give us some feedback. And let's talk about farmers. Let's talk about local or sustainable agriculture. And I think we can turn it around just by talking and having some solutions. From the old joke, if there is no solution, then there is no problem.
Well, we're going to break here in a moment and come back with two final little segments for 10 minutes with Willie Nelson. But I'm going to talk to Willie about why he took the plunge for 9/11 Truth, particularly here on this radio show back, I guess, in January, how time flies 10 months ago. You know, why he doesn't call it courage. He just calls, you know, it telling the truth. And you know, just going with it. But that did send shockwaves around the world. And since then, we saw Jesse Ventura go public. We've seen an Italian president go public. We've seen Best Actress this year go public for 9/11 Truth. And the fact that that's exponentially building, and why he thinks 9/11 Truth is important. Willie Nelson is our guest. WillieNelson.com. Let me talk to Willie. Talk to Willie about why he took the plunge for 9/11 Truth. Particularly here on this radio show, back, I guess, in January, how time flies, 10 months ago, you know, why, he doesn't call it courage. He just calls, you know, it telling the truth and, you know, just going with it. But that did send shockwaves around the world. And since then, we saw Jesse Ventura go public. We've seen an Italian president go public. We've seen Best Actress this year go public for 9/11 Truth. And the fact that that's exponentially building, and why he thinks 9/11 Truth is important. Willie Nelson is our guest. WillieNelson.com.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store.
Willie Nelson is our guest. Bottom line, Willie, I've talked to a lot of people that have known you for decades here in Austin, people that have worked with you. You know, ask him, what makes Willie Nelson tick? Because people I admire, I want to emulate them. I want to know who they are. I want to understand them so I can be a better person. Because I don't claim to be as calm or nice or, you know, as freewheeling. People go after me and do bad things to me. I tend to try to control myself, but I tend to want to, you know, go after them or whatever. And I noticed that in your philosophy, that you found, hey, it's just better to, be loving, be nice. I mean, bottom line, that philosophy has really held you in good stead. And I kind of asked the question earlier, but you didn't fully answer it. I mean, have you always been this way, or did this develop, Willie?
No, it's kind of like my grandmother said, a hard head makes a sore ass. I went through some times where, I felt like that I knew better than everybody, and it took a while for me to realize that I wasn't as smart as I thought I was.
That old cliche is true. The older I get, the more I know I don't know anything.
That's right.
Willie, 9/11 truth. I mean, you had to know when you went on this show and started speaking out, saying that you believe they blew the towers up and it was an inside job, that you were going to get heat. And talking to people that know you, they say that when you know something serious and it affects the community and it's important to expose it, that you know that it's your job basically to shake things up and to put yourself on the line. I mean, did you think about it before you went public for 9/11 truth, or did you just know that it was an inside job and do it?
Well, it just was too obvious that it was an inside. I've seen things implode before. I'm no dummy. I couldn't see any reason to act like that didn't happen, because it did happen, and that's what I think happened. And why should I worry about what somebody else thinks about what I think?
Well, there's so many declassified government documents that are public where criminal elements of our government and other governments have staged other terror attacks before. I think that's the strongest evidence right there, is that it's admitted Gulf of Tonkin and so many other events were staged. I mean, that's the first question we should ask whenever something happens that allows the good old boys, the establishment, to take more freedom.
Yeah, and you have to admit that there are people in the world who will do anything, period.
You know, Willie, in the past, I hated those people. And as soon as I turned loose and stopped hating them a few years ago, and really, I want to stop them, I want to resist them, I'm going to fight them, but I don't hate them. I really feel sorry for them and realize they're really screwed up, bad people. That took a weight off me. I mean, is that kind of the philosophy you discovered?
Well, yeah, it goes back to the law of karma. There is a cause and effect, whatever you do, you'll get back, whether it's good, bad, whatever. So you sort of plan your own future that way, one thought or one action at a time. And I've seen it happen so many times in my life that I know that's the best way to go, is just get out of the way and let it happen.
Absolutely. Out on, we talked privately, and you said that, going all over the place since you went on this radio show, that people come up at the events and say, thanks for going public for 9/11 truth. And you were saying the vast majority, 90-something percent, have agreed with you. That's another illustration of how awake the public is.
Yeah, and that was back then. That other 3% now, I think, are having second thoughts.
Well, absolutely. That's another untold story. The media doesn't want to touch that. There's polls years ago of 84% believing they're being lied to about 9/11 truth. It's just Willie Nelson had the courage to stand up and say the emperor has no clothes. And to that, we owe him quite a debt, because, people that are icons get more heat for their statements than just average Joe Schmo. And so that's why we thank you, Willie Nelson, for your tremendous courage. Willie, sorry. Go ahead, Willie. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
I think we're having second thoughts.
Well, absolutely. That's another untold story. The media doesn't want to touch that. There's polls years ago of 84% believing they're being lied to about 9/11 truth. It's just Willie Nelson had the courage to stand up and say the emperor has no clothes. And to that, we owe him quite a debt, because people that are icons get more heat for their statements than just average Joe Schmo. And so that's why we thank you, Willie Nelson, for your tremendous courage. Willie, sorry. Go ahead, Willie. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing...
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's our final segment with Willie Nelson, who needs no introduction, willienelson.com. And as we ended the last hour, I brought up the fact that we appreciate his courage in going public for 9/11 Truth and taking that risk as he's taken so many others. And you were trying to say something as we went to break, Willie.
Oh, I probably wasn't important.
Oh, I think that's another secret, Willie. You don't take yourself too seriously. But you know, you are a pretty serious person when it comes down to the bottom line. And in closing, we were talking during the break about a solution. What if my millions of listeners, who aren't just millions of listeners, but the best, most active people out there, guest after guest have said that, what if we sicked them in a good way on a solution to contact Congress, the media, and say, look, don't give the trillions of dollars to the private offshore banks who've cut off liquidity, not just a billion. What if we said take $100 billion of that with the plan that Willie Nelson and experts he's worked with have devised and gave that to the farmers to try to resuscitate them? Willie, talk about that solution. Talk about your Peace Institute and how people can get involved.
Well, you know, first of all, I was asking for a billion, but I think $100 billion is better. I like your math better than mine. And I guarantee you it's needed and it would go to the right cause. As far as Peace Research Institute, that's a website that I set up a little while back with a couple of great folks who take care of it for me. And I wrote a song called Peaceful Solution. And sort of gave it to everybody to write their own versions of it. And there's been, I guess, maybe 200 different versions of that song recorded and videoed now. So there are a whole lot of people who realize that we, you know, it's there will be peace on earth. That's been the promise. And I think anybody who believes in anything positive has to think that way.
It goes, what, a peaceful solution, a peace revolution, let's take America back. Is that right, or am I butchering that?
There is the peaceful solution, all the peace revolution, let's take back America.
There you go.
And it's a dream, so believe it, get ready to receive it, take back.
Willie, I didn't know you were going to keep... I didn't know you were going to sing the song. Start over, start over, start over. Start over for us. Go ahead. Please.
Well, there is the well, first of all, it started out as my daughter, Amy, and I were going to Coachella. We were doing this concert, and she said, I had this dream where you were singing a song called Peaceful Solution. So I started thinking about it, and there is a peaceful solution called the peace revolution. Now let's take back America. It's a dream, so believe it. Now get ready to receive it. And we'll take back America. There's a war and we're in it. But I know we can win it. We'll take back America. When the war is over and we've won it, let's remember how we've done it so we don't have to do it again. There is a peaceful solution, a peace revolution. Now let's take back America. Now let's take back America.
Wow, that's beautiful. And just another example of Willie Nelson taking action, putting out an idea, a dream of his daughter, and it being picked up by tens of millions of people. It's all over YouTube. There's more than 200 versions on YouTube. I see new ones every day. And another example. Willie Nelson, I'm going to say bye to you off air here in just a moment. But we love you, and we appreciate you, and I can't wait to see you Sunday, Willie.
All right, look forward to it.
You bet. I'm going to say bye to Willie right now.
Pro Spite.
Bring me back to Willie. Willie, listen, that was just amazing, and thank you so much, my friend.
You're welcome. I'm glad I remembered it.
Oh, man. You know, maybe I'll get you on video when we come out there and interview you and Jesse together for 5 minutes, mic you up and say that. But, again, you've just done so much, and I look forward to seeing you out at the Willie World headquarters out there in Luck coming up this Sunday with Ventura, and then at the event at the backyard that'll be streamed over the Internet. And, again, should I just send a video link, if they want the video box, to the email address at willienelson.com, Willie? Okay, I'll do that, sir, and I will see you coming up. I think we covered it all in an hour, don't you?
I thought we did good. I enjoyed it, too, Alex.
Thank you so much. Specifically on the Farm Aid thing, so I can plug it when we come back, is there a particular website, I guess the farmaid.com or org, to specifically get folks involved with trying to help the farmers? I've been on it many times, and I can't remember the exact address. Well, I'll find it, and I'll plug that later in the show. Willie, I'm going to let you go. Sorry, Willie, you there?
That's all right. I can't remember the Farm Aid address, but it's out there. Farmaid.com, I think.
All right. People can find it. Just Google it. Willie, I'll see you Sunday. Take care.
All right. Bye.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, boy. What a great guy. I think I'm still on the air. All right, we're going to go to break here, and we're going to, I think we're on the Internet right now still, or was that on the air? I don't know. And we'll be right back. Stay with us. That was amazing.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Hello.
Look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do.
We've got her for the next hour and 50 minutes on the heels of Willie Nelson, who is just such a great guy, and to find out that for, he told me, over 10 years, he's, quote, been my biggest fan, just completely blows me away. And I know that people like Willie Nelson are tuning in on a routine basis. That humbles me because he is such a humanitarian. We're going to go to Naomi Wolf and talk about a host of issues of the election, the gear up for martial law, and so much more. And but before we do that, I just want to, a minute or two, play A Peaceful Solution, Peace Revolution, Let's Take America Back by Willie Nelson. Here it is.
Take back America. There's a war and we're in. I know we can win it, so let's take back America.
was a dream, so believe it, and get ready to receive it. Now let's take back America. And when the war is over and we've won it, let's remember how we done it so we don't have to do it again. There is a peaceful solution called the Peace Revolution. Now let's take back America. Take back America. The war is over and we've won it. Let's remember how we done it so we don't have to do it again. There's a peaceful solution called the Peace Revolution. Now let's take back America. Now let's take back America. Let's take back America.
All right, you can go to WillieNelsonPRI.com and you can check out all the things that Willie Nelson's doing that are peace-related. There he was talking about 9/11 being an inside job, the New World Order, the whole nine yards, with us for an hour. We are now joined by Naomi Wolf. And I'm extremely honored to have her. She doesn't need much of an introduction, but her new book out that has been a bestseller is, of course, The End of America. And she has been breaking down the whole police state buildup that we've seen in Army brigades, not just one. They list others, just the new ones being activated under NORTHCOM. And finally, when she talked about it, we've been talking about it a long time. It did get a lot of international and national attention. And so we're honored to have Naomi Wolf with us. Naomi, good to have you here with us.
Thank you so much for having me back, Alex. And I also really want to thank members of your community who very kindly have been supporting our talking again. So I'm just delighted.
Oh, it's great to have you here, and especially for close to 2 hours. Out of the gates, your awakening to the 10 steps of fascism, and maybe briefly go over a few of those, and then with horror, the open end of Posse Comitatus, the military warfare drills, admitting that it's for domestic operations, civil unrest. They've been gearing up for this for quite a long time, and you've certainly been raising the alarm bells. So please go over that, Naomi Wolf.
Sure, thank you. Wow, it's a lot. Let's see, where do I begin? You're quite right to, you know, to mention our last conversation. It was about the last book I brought out, which did, in fact, for people who aren't familiar with the argument, though probably most are, because it won't be such new news to your community as it is to, you know, many other people. I was arguing that there are these 10 sort of classic steps that you always see when a would-be dictator is seeking to close down an open society, to crush a democracy, or to crush a democracy movement, and that we're seeing those in America. So, and then my new book, the sequel to that, is called Give Me Liberty, and it's sort of what we do about it. It's action steps we can take and calling on the founders' vision for what we're supposed to do in a time of crisis like this. But step 8, 9, and 10 are really accelerating. You know, I said last fall, and I've been saying for months, and it's not that I'm so smart, it's that this blueprint is so very predictive. I've been saying since last fall, as you may remember, you know, we're going to be, within 6 months, we're going to be seeing mass arrests. And we had those in March. I said you're going to start seeing journalists being arrested, and journalists were swept up in preemptive brutal arrests at the RNC in St. Paul. And I said you're going to see steps making it easier for the step 10 for the leader to declare martial law.
And by the way, we did even see Amy Goodman arrested. I had reporters there, Richard Reeves and George Butler, who reported for us, and they were there, and they said no one would touch the police in most of the cases. No one would even dump over a trash can. They would just scoop everyone up. They would taser people, rubber bullet them. They would spray things on them and take them to jail and then charge them under state statutes of terrorism.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, I maybe I should address that before I get to the First Brigade. You know, there's footage that we've got. They've made a movie of the end of America, and it was just released yesterday, free online. Thanks largely to your advice, by the way, Alex. And we've got footage that is so chilling. You know, very few Americans have seen what actually happened in this militarized St. Paul, where millions of dollars of Homeland Security money was pumped, as it is across the country now, pumped into local police forces, agents training police, agents infiltrating, and other reporters like Michelangelo Signorile, a very respected reporter here in New York, said that, you know, he was stopped by people who had no identification at all, people in like dark blue jumpsuits who you couldn't tell, are they police, are they Blackwater, are they mercenaries, are they Americans, are they, you know, not Americans. But anyway, there's this terrifying footage of, just as you say, Alex, people sitting quietly in the sun, not doing anything, being surrounded by these, you know, heavily armed, militarized police, and then being told you're all under arrest. And then just as you say, and by the way, this footage only survived because this young person buried it in the ground so he could come back after his arrest and retrieve it, whereas the most scary thing as a reporter I heard is that no other footage really survives that's any, you know, that's that good, because the police were exposing people's film, or I'm sorry, they don't do that anymore, you know, ruining people's documentation equipment.
They had demagnetizers out.
Oh my God! See, you're always six steps ahead of me, Alex.
No, I'm not. But
magnetizers.
But I mean, Naomi, the bottom line here is, well, it's what they use in film production. But with the new videotapes or disc, it's got a handle and it goes mirror, and then it just shoots the waves through it, and then erase it. And that also happened at the RNC in 2004 in New York to a bunch of reporters, or they would just never give the cameras or videotapes or memory sticks back. But since you mentioned it, about 2 months ago, Blackwater was photographed in L.A. and San Diego in raids on medical marijuana facilities. And then 2 weeks ago, I saw multiple articles of Blackwater aiding local law enforcement in fugitive hunts. Just Google Blackwater aid sheriff's department in fugitive hunts. So now we see it happening, not just in New Orleans, but now all over the country. I just wanted to back you up there.
Thank you. I mean, well, that's certainly terrifying, and I have to wrap my brain around that. But so you're right about the militarized RNC, but that isn't enough, apparently, because what happened on October 1st is essentially a coup has taken place, you know, in practice, even though Rove is very brilliant in having it be kind of a coup by inches, like it's a stealth coup. But I say without rhetorical flourish that a coup has taken place, Alex, because the 1st Brigade of the 3rd Infantry Division, which is 3,000 to 5,000 soldiers, was redeployed from Iraq to somewhere in the United States. And this is, a violation of 200 years of laws, from the Insurrection Act of 1807 to the Posse Comitatus Act of 1879, that have protected us as Americans from soldiers being deployed to do civilian policing. And the Army Times report, the initial report, said they are here, their mission is crowd control, and these are the people who were responsible for crowd control in Fallujah. You know, they're armed with tasers and rubber bullets. They had quotes from people who were tasered in exercises, which seems like an odd kind of quote.
And they also said, "We hope we don't have to shoot Americans." That was a cryptic quote. But Naomi, the key was...
Wait, where do I find that? You're ahead of me. Where was that reported?
That was originally in there, and they took it out.
In the Army Times?
Yes, but... Listen,
oh my God.
At the bottom of the article, and they took that off too, but we have printed copies, they listed the other units already here that they're aiding.
Oh, no.
And we ran into those groups in 98, 99, 2000 in Texas, and they would come up and tell us, turn your cameras off. So this is just one public brigade we're hearing about. There's a much larger contingent.
Oh, God. Well... Okay, so when citizens, I just need to, like, share with you, because you'll understand, you know, I've been very reluctant on this learning curve to face how much the mainstream media is colluding and suppressing this information. Because, as you know, I live in that world, and it's scary for me to think that, you know, there's so much of a blackout. But I was just on the Today Show talking about the deployment of the 1st Brigade, and they framed it as if I was a dangerous radical. And they had a spin from the commander of the 1st Brigade, saying, oh, we're helping communities with affected by weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, this is amazing.
No follow-up, no reporting.
Naomi, stay there. We got a break. We're going to come back and get into this right now on the other side. Naomi Wolf is our guest. Stay with us.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read?
Curve to face how much the mainstream media is colluding and suppressing this information. Because, as you know, I live in that world, and it's scary for me to think that, you know, there's so much of a blackout. But I was just on the Today Show talking about the deployment of the 1st Brigade, and they framed it as if I was a dangerous radical. And they had a spin from the commander of the 1st Brigade, saying, oh, we're helping communities with affected by weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, this is amazing.
No follow-up, no reporting.
Naomi, stay there. We got a break. We're going to come back and get into this right now on the other side. Naomi Wolf is our guest. Stay with us.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy to lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream...
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I
want listeners to pay close attention to what I'm saying. You can watch on YouTube and Google for free, Police State 2000, Police State 2, the takeover. Police State 3, total enslavement. Now, we got secret documents because the FBI at a checkpoint where the regular army was illegally searching vehicles, they gave us the classified documents with the cover story for local media stapled to the top. We posted them up on Infowars.com. The headline was written by Ed Homan for Infowars.com in Thanksgiving of 1998 was, "It's martial law and it's a 3 on the Richter scale." We were explaining how it was overtime creeping, how under the name of bomb disposal, that's what the media is told, but on the subsheets, this is in Police State 2, the takeover. You can go see the documents there with phone numbers. It said, "We are in warrant service, law enforcement, the regular army will aid you for anything, not just bomb disposal. Their front is bomb disposal." And now you notice the commander of the brigade countered Naomi Wolf. I want her to tell that story right now. He countered her and said, "Oh, we're just bomb disposal." They also say the jaws of life. "Oh, the army's here just to help get you out of a wrecked car." So see, that's the PR front. Naomi Wolf, tell us how he tried to counter you.
Well, it wasn't my memory that they said bomb disposal, although I have to say I was so shocked that the, you know, the head of that brigade took the trouble to rebut, you know, my ordinary citizen's questions about who are these people and why are they deployed, that I was taken aback. But you can go to the Today Show transcript and see my memory is that he said, "Oh, we're here to help communities affected by weapons of mass destruction," which raises plenty of questions itself, you know. But again, I've been reaching out to friends at the New York Times and the Philadelphia Inquirer, and maybe this doesn't shock you as much as it shocks me, but I am in shock, saying, "Where is your reporting on this?" And they said, "There's nothing on the wire services." You know, the New York Times said, the record or on background, that they're investigating, but they obviously haven't reported anything yet. So I'm in a position where citizens are coming to me saying, "Naomi, where's the 1st Brigade? What's their mission?" And, you know, I can't tell them where they are. And I know that the latest spin, the latest PR releases, I just blogged about this yesterday on BuzzFlash, you know, from the military, are lying to the American people about the law. The last PR out of Colorado by Northcom said, "Oh, you know, there are, you know, conspiracy theorists are overreacting. There are laws against deploying military units on the street." But that's not true anymore with the signing statement that Bush issued countering Congress's limitations on his excesses in the Defense Authorization Act of 2007. There aren't any laws anymore against deploying these people. And
well,
I had
Naomi,
an interview. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It shows their deceptiveness. Their press release in the Army Times says, "We're there for crowd control, for civil disturbances, non-lethal weapons." They're announcing the microwave guns on TV. The head of the Air Force and the Associated Press, the civilian head, the secretary said last year, "We need to use these weapons on Americans first." Because then that'll internationally allow us to use this against foreign armies. We can't under treaty. But if we use it in police actions here, like the American people as guinea pigs. So there they are saying we're going to be domestically operating. And then they double think and say Naomi Wolf's making this up when they themselves are admitting it. So this is the just incredible level of deception. Go ahead.
Extraordinary. Well, now I've got to say to you, Alex, honestly, I should really like, you know, just like meditate or something before I talk to you, because it's so like I'll piece things together and then you'll give me sources that I haven't seen, and I have to just like take my thinking to another level. And Alex, any sources that are, you know, kind of journalistically grounded that you want to send me so that I can blog about this, so I can raise people's awareness, because we do sort of reach different audiences, I would be very honored if you would do so.
Well, let me just do this on air. John, call Paul Watson, because I could do this myself, but I can't talk on the air and get you all these. I'm going to bring Paul, and we've got an hour and a half coming up, so plenty of time. Call Paul Watson, and I'm not bragging. In fact, it was scary to be in this position. We discovered this just bumping into urban warfare drills in 96 in Texas. I knew nothing about it. When I witnessed troops training to confiscate guns and put Americans in FEMA camps on video admitting it's for America, and then up through 2000, and then I quit traveling because I'd already proven it. It's only accelerated since then, but I went all over the country, Maryland, California, Alabama, North Carolina. I mean, we have video of all this, and in their own documents, and Marines coming up with guns and saying, turn your video cameras off, working with local police running checkpoints. I'll get Paul Watson on, and then he on air. We'll give you the headlines, and because this is good to do on air to show listeners the integration of the information. Because I have to say, because I've interviewed the judge, advocate generals, and others who are against this as well, I talk about this 3 or 4 days a week for 12 years. And so that's why, and I've been screaming bloody murder, and finally you've got a bigger voice than I do because you're so respected. And, you know, you're, so we'll talk about it when we get back and talk about your new film.
We're on the march.
Keep going.
The Empire's on the run.
I'll want all this on air. Total transparency for the audience. John?
Yep, I'm calling Watson right now.
Okay, I want to talk to him on air right now.
Okay.
For everybody just on the internet. To explain this, folks, AM and FM dial, shortwave, satellite, they're not hearing this, but the tens of thousands live listening, the hundreds of thousands and millions in the aggregate that listen over the next week on the podcast and the web, it's just, we're going into martial law here, so I frankly need these breaks to rest, but I'm skipping a lot of them because we're so far down the line. Did you get Paul Watson on the phone?
It's ringing.
Paul is the best I know at quickly finding things, because the headline was AP, and then it was something like, Secretary of Air Force says you use non-lethals on Americans first. Paul will be able to find these, and then off air, I'll have you talk to Paul. He'll give you the email, because if I forget and tell them after the show, they're so busy, right, they'll end up not doing it. I mean, did my guys ever send you all that stuff I said I'd have them send you?
Oh, absolutely. I got a fantastic, I got a fantastic assortment of materials, and I've looked at them and educated myself.
Okay, well,
I'm grateful to you.
Now, again, you know much more than I do on most subjects. I'm out here as some grand poobah. Just because you've burrowed into this and written books on it now, I know you know a lot of stuff I don't know. I know some things you don't know. We're just, again, for those in the audience watching, there's no time to play games. We're multitasking, brainstorming here on air. Did you get Paul Watson?
He said he can't make it. He's just stepping out right now. He has to go to dinner.
Oh, drag him in here now. Drag him in here on air. I know it's 6 o'clock at night over there, but drag him in. His girlfriend Ehan can wait. She's a sweetheart, but he's in England. Are you calling Watson back or
I'm calling him back?
Is he there? Well, just tell him I want to talk to him for a second. I'm sure he's going to Julio's, his favorite Italian place that he goes out once a week to with his girlfriend. Paul
now,
Watson,
you're saying I want to tell you a couple of other things, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're saying, well, first I want to tell you I met someone who came up to me after one of my events, but the trouble I'm having with this as a journalist is that many, many people are coming up to me and disclosing really important things, but they're not letting me use their names, so I can't follow up.
Naomi, we have everything. We have all of it. We know the exact attack pattern because we've gone to the grassroots. Look, Watson knows. I'll twist his arm into a long time on air. Did you get him?
I got him right now.
Let me talk to him right now.
Go ahead.
Hey, Watson.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul.
I don't know why.
He's complaining in the background. Hey, Watson.
That 2 seconds.
Hey, Watson. This is classic. This is real radio, folks. This is like reality radio. Watson.
Hello?
Do you know you've been on air complaining in the background? Here's the deal. I could ask the forum guys to do it, but this can't wait because Naomi Wolf's so influential. What was the headline last year with the Secretary of the Air Force saying they want to use the microwave guns on the American people first? What was that headline?
I don't recall that one, Alex. I recall the futurist study in Britain where they said they may have to use those weapons.
All right, well, since I got you here, we're going to do 2 minutes on air right now. Here we go. Stay there, Watson. I tell you, it's hilarious. Watson is always the best at Googling things. He may even be better than I am, but he's leaving to go to dinner, so I'm going to let him go. I knew it. I heard him and his girlfriend in the background complaining. On air, that's funny. For the folks listening on the web, and I know we're getting into serious issues. We got Naomi Wolf here, and I'm babbling. The point is, I need the listeners at the Prison Planet Forum to create a section right now and find me all the articles, find the sub clip out of police state two, the takeover with the Army documents. I know that link was dead on InfoWars with the documents. Find those. Post them all right now. So before she leaves us at the end of the show, I can email those to her because time is of the essence. But bringing Paul Watson up, Paul, you brought up another key point, that British Ministry of Defense plan where they admitted the military is going to have to be used against the people of England and the United States. I guess you did do the research a few months ago. I asked you to, and you did send Naomi that, so I appreciate you doing that, Watson.
I just want to jump in and say that I did cite in Give Me Liberty an article in The New Yorker where experts on a new generation of technologies and police forces were talking about crowd control technologies that involve microwave guns, as well as, you know, tasers, which have killed 300 people, and rubber bullets, which are so lethal that, you know, they've stopped using them in the UK because they've killed so many Irish people. And something that was particularly disturbing to me about the first reports of Army Times that they've since backtracked on is that they were saying they're here to, quote-unquote, subdue unruly individuals. So just to, you know, be sure that I've said to you, Alex, what I want to say, why am I so scared as someone who studied closing societies, is that again and again around the world, the leader will deploy soldiers to harass or arrest voters and opposition leaders during an election.
Yeah, this is classic tyranny. Since we have Paul, let me just say bye to him, and then Naomi, I'm going to give you the floor. No. Well, you're going to have the floor here in just a moment. You just were shocked to hear all that stuff, so I want to make sure you get it, because what you cover actually is able to break through the mainstream media. Paul, I guess if you're not aware or don't remember that article, I'm surprised you don't. I'll just find it and give it to
you. I found one headline, Alex, which is from CNN. The link's dead, but the headline's still there. It says, Air Force Chief Test Weapons on Testy U.S. Mobs. From September 2006.
Okay, say the headline again. That's not the exact
CNN?
One. The AP is the key, but say it again, Watson.
It's an AP story, which was carried by CNN. Air Force Chief Test Weapons on Testy U.S. Mobs. The one
Okay, yeah, that was it. Okay, see, Watson did that,
complaining
and mumbling, but he did a great job. Watson, that's why I need my magic, man. You
thank
found
you
it.
So
good job, Redcoat. By the way,
to blog about this right away after I check this.
By the way, Paul, you know the British government has now announced they want to use the army and police, quote, during economic collapses. So you have the same thing going on there.
Well, listen to this, Alex. There was a Channel 4 news segment last night with a top general from Porton Down, an army general, who said that, let me get the exact quote here. He said that, quote, we have to upgrade, enhance, review, renew our activities in recent times because of increased civilian resilience. And that's the top general of the Porton Down bioweapons facility in England. He said that on Channel 4 News last night.
And the British Ministry of Defense 10-year battle plan, they call it what their prospectus, this is the declassified version, almost 200 pages, admitted the military's job is for the elite to suppress the populations who are going to be basically turned into paupers in a neo-feudal state. Watson, what's the name of that British Ministry of Defense report? I forget it.
It doesn't spring to mind at the moment.
London Guardian first broke it, but they had a hyperlink to it.
Yeah, it was in the London Guardian.
All right, I want our researchers to post everything on this, all of it now, at Prison Planet as we work for a team. Paul Watson, thank you.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you.
Paul, are you going to Julio's to eat?
No, I don't live in that area anymore. It's a new restaurant.
Where are you going, Paul?
It's called West 10.
People can join him there and eat. Say hi to Ehan for me. All right, there goes Watson. I'm out of control. Naomi Wolf, you have the floor. Go through the steps, your new book, the new video, and the points you're making. I have done a classic Alex Jones. Go ahead.
Sure thing. Well, you know, I'm grateful to you. And it is, I guess what I do want to say is we're in a time where this kind of brainstorming among citizens, not just us, but, all of my readers, all of your listeners and readers and viewers, we all have access to information that we need to educate one another about and use our critical intelligence about it and find solutions among ourselves, because clearly we can no longer trust many of our state-supported or corporate-supported institutions to do it for us. So this is exactly what people should be doing across the country, is bringing each other information and checking it out and planning for action. So very quickly, the 10 steps, well, invoke a terrifying internal and external threat, often a real one, create a prison system outside the rule of law where torture takes place, develop a paramilitary force not answerable to the people, create a surveillance apparatus aimed at ordinary citizens, start to infiltrate and harass citizens' groups, start to target key individuals, start to arbitrarily detain and release citizens. You start to create legislation. We're seeing it more and more. You mentioned the RNC 8 legislation that criminalizes speech or expands the definition of terrorist or traitor or spy so that ordinary citizens who are engaged in dissent get criminalized. Then you start to see restrictions of the press, like the arrests of the journalists we spoke about. And finally, we're at step 10, which is subvert the rule of law and make it easier to declare martial law. And so to, you know, to just make sure that I tell you the hopeful news, it's that I did, since we last spoke, Alex, study times and places where citizens effectively fought back against encroaching darkness of this kind. And so I learned what always works. And I offer citizens in Give Me Liberty, which is the sequel to The End of American, which is just out now, exactly those lessons from other times and places where citizens did fight back as real patriots and revolutionaries. But I also go to the founding generation, ordinary people from all walks of life who were captivated by this vision of liberty we were supposed to inherit. And I go back to the seven core principles we're supposed to hold on to as Americans in a time of crisis like this, and in a time where we're being bombarded with what I call fake patriotism to accept what I call a fake democracy, a sham of a democracy. And finally, I give citizens at the end of Give Me Liberty 55 action steps they can take in building this new army, a transpartisan army of patriot revolutionaries, taking back the power that we should be having.
Oh, I love that term, transpartisan.
Yeah, it's important.
No longer being... Okay, now go back to Posse Comitatus, the points you were trying to make earlier when I kind of went off the rabbit trail of ferreting documentation for you. And then later I did find the AP article, and it's exactly as we said.
I'm so glad, but in the meantime, just before I go back to it, I feel stupid asking you this because I'm in the mainstream media, but why aren't any mainstream news outlets covering the deployment of the 1st Brigade? The ACLU just filed a Freedom of Information request demanding to know where they are and what they're here for. But I'm just gobsmacked that there's no independent reporting. And the one thing I was wondering is, do you think it's classified? I mean, are journalists in a position that they're not reporting on it because it's considered classified?
Yeah.
What's your view of that?
Yes, and we have the classified documents fell into our hands because an FBI agent on the day before Thanksgiving in just south of Temple on I-35, the Army came up and told Mike Hansen, my camera guy who was driving back from visiting family, to turn his camera off, and Mike refused. So the FBI showed up an hour later and gave him classified documents by accident. And then they had gotten Mike's number that they had asked for it, and he gave it. And they called a few hours later after he left his cell phone demanding it back. In fact, get me Mike Hansen. I'm going to later in the next hour, we'll get Mike on. I mean, there's video of all this now. I mean, it's on video. The FBI pulling up and giving it to him. They completely screwed up.
Right. But why? How does this go to why journalists aren't covering the deployment of the 1st Brigade?
Because their editors, I mean, it came out that Bush has spent billions a year on fake news reporters and Operation Mockingbird. But again, in intelligence, mm-hmm. and I know you know this, I'm just for the audience, and I know most of them know it. The point is, in intelligence, you can always hear the official propaganda from the mountaintop, but then you can go on the ground and assess it and observe it. And I mean, I remember in 1999 going to Urban Warrior. This is bipartisan. This is right. Military Industrial Complex, COG, Continuity of Government. And there are the Marines training with role players, over 200 of them, with foreign troops, screaming, I'm an American, please no, not the camp. And then the Marines were allowing me to videotape. Well, first off, let me explain this. They had journalist tours to the part of the city and a university that was shut down for the urban warfare drills practicing taking over an American city. Uh-huh. And for journalists, they would say, this is for Bosnia, this is for Macedonia. But then I sent people in, local activists, because they knew who I was. The Marines wouldn't let me get in there. Mm. I sent in activists posing as citizens who wanted a tour. Mm-hmm. And for them, they would show Marines doing interrogations. Where are you from? I'm from San Francisco. Where'd you get the weapons? And so then I would watch. This is all on video, by the way. Mm-hmm. So we sent infiltrators in. And then I had this former Marine Corps captain who was in private, who was their PR guy, Steve Jones, following me. He's on video running up saying, get out of here, Jones, you know, trying to block me when I'm at the fence videoing. But little did he know I had people inside the cordoned off area. They had 2,000 Marines, foreign troops, tanks, helicopters. It was so shocking with the Coronado landing, the amphibious attack ship, with the amphibious craft landing in Oakland, that I put it out. And people couldn't believe it. They thought I had hired tanks, helicopters, and armies.
I've got to hand it to you, Alex. You are very resourceful. That's extraordinary. I mean, I could see, just to be kind of measured, because this is really a time to kind of triple think everything, not to hold us back, but I could see a legitimate government with legitimate interest in its citizens' well-being doing, you know, a mock evacuation scenario, you know, out of good intentions. But what I'm hearing more and more about the deployment and why now after 200 years, and, you know, I just posted a piece on BuzzFlash that people can read where I quote members of military circles and police forces and National Guard saying, hey, wait a minute, you know, why do we need these soldiers since, you know, the National Guard can do this, and, you know, we've got police forces who can do this, and we've got emergency people trained in evacuation who can do this. You know, many people are raising hue and cry.
Naomi,
obviously,
no, go ahead.
And the last thing I wanted to say is what chills me particularly is I have this wonderful, heroic, patriotic American major from the Air Force, David Antoun, who's a hero whom I interviewed in Give Me Liberty. He stood up to the Bush administration, and his whole family's on the watch list now. But he, I said to him, because I'm a civilian, I said, so, Major Antoun, if the, you know, first he explained to me that these warriors don't, you know, answer to Congress, and they don't answer to the people, they answer to the president. And I said, so if the president says, arrest these citizens, what happens? And he said, they have to do it. And I said, well, if the president says, arrest Congress, what happens? And he said, they have to do it. And I said, well, if senior members of the military say, you know, don't obey these orders, what happens? And he said, well, they get arrested, because these orders, the horror is, these orders are not illegal. Soldiers are allowed to disobey illegal orders. They are now legal. What they are is immoral.
Yeah, but those signing statements have been thrown out on its face, and there's no Fuhrer precept or Nixon saying, you know, it's not illegal when the president does it. The Congress is co-equal. And just because Lincoln arrested a few members of Congress, that was later thrown out of court, but that was done retroactively, and newspaper editors. So Congress is co-equal, just like PDD 51, the Homeland Security Committee this year wanted to see it, and the executive said, no, you can't, but the cover sheet says that Bush is basically dictator. So on its face, that is a fraud. And unfortunately, the media is spinning what you're saying as you're saying George Bush will do this by the election. And what I get from what you're saying is, no, this apparatus has been set up, and the office of the presidency has built this around itself, whether it's Barack Obama or whether it's John McCain. This threat continues. Can you speak to that?
Sure. And, you know, let me stress, how can I put this? It's really important for us to understand, to think differently. We're not in you know, constitutional republic time now. We're in police state time, in the sense that it doesn't have to happen at a certain time frame for it to be a dangerous precedent. I mean, that's what, and I'm not being a radical extremist in saying this, this is how the founders wanted us to think. They wanted us to be just as freaked out that, you know, that the president has arrogated a private army to himself, whether or not he does anything with that private army before the election, after the election. They want us to freak out that that has taken place, because it upends this delicate system of checks and balances and this absolutely delicate fabric of freedom that we have in America, or that we're supposed to have, in which, you know, we do not face soldiers, you know, on our streets, in our homes, terrifying us, because you can have all the institutions of civil society intact. You can have a judiciary, you can have newspapers, you can have, you know, a parliament or a Congress. But if you've got soldiers, you know, look at Italy in 1920, look at Germany in 30, 31, 32. they were still parliamentary democracies, but the brown shirts or the black shirts were deployed, you know, to beat up this editor in Milan or to, you know, intimidate these voters in Perugina or to line the halls of the Reichstag, you know, in Germany.
That's right. It's their menacing, intimidation. It's their menacing and intimidating the Congress. Naomi, did you know that members of Congress on the day of the bailout were threatened that Friday with physical martial law if they did not pass the bailout plan?
Well, speak to me more about that, because I'm having a very interesting experience, and I'm glad to be speaking to you about it.
John, pull up the congressman. We had him on air, too.
That I know. I've been following this, and actually I mentioned it, Alex, in a radio interview that was posted on YouTube that went very, very viral, in which I was saying, look at the First Brigade and look at what Brad Sherman has said in C-SPAN about, you know, individual members of the House being threatened with, quote-unquote, martial law in America if the bailout
so there, I mean, there you have it, though. This is the menacing, the out-of-control criminal executive looting everything, taking trillions, not $700 billion, into offshore corporations and banks. I mean, this is it. It's here. We're under martial law now.
Alex, before we, I mean, yes, in the sense of, how can I put this? I want to be a little bit more
circumscribed,
measured, because I don't want people to conclude that it's over. I want people to conclude that
no. They've turned it on, and they're trying to implement it incrementally with, hey, the Army's here to help people get out of wrecked cars.
Exactly.
Again, that's
exactly.
Oh, look, the Army's here to help get us out of the broke-down car.
It's the stealth coup. But do we have a second source for the Brad Sherman assertion? Has he confirmed it?
Yes. No. I had Brad Sherman on, and I talked to other members of Congress who will not come on the show, and they said that, no, they were told martial law is going to be declared if you don't do this.
Wow.
I mean, I had Brad Sherman on the show, And he, by the way, is a lawyer, a specialist on all this. Stay there, Naomi Wolf. We're going to continue to talk about this. In fact, I'm just going to skip this break right now.
Are you sick of...
John, let's just skip it. That way, for the internet audience, I can cover this. If you Google, what I Googled was Air Force test weapons on unruly crowds, and then the AP has been pulled. It was up for about a year. It's suddenly gone. It's been pulled, but LexisNexis... can get it for you, but a bunch of other websites saved it. Air Force chief proposes testing pain guns on unruly Americans. Mm. And it goes on to say that the Secretary of the Air Force, Michael Wayne, said, we're up for re-election. We doubt that this proposal to test non-lethal weapons on American citizens before deploying them abroad would win him any votes. Specifically, Wayne told Associated Press, if we're not willing to use it here against our fellow citizens, then we should not be willing to use it in a wartime situation, because if it hits somebody with a non-lethal weapon and they claim that it injured them in a way that was not intended, I think that I would be vilified in the world press.
Mm-hmm.
That would certainly, and then he goes on to say, so use it on the American people. And then Wired magazine last week, or actually 10 days ago, reported in the headline that the pain microwave guns do cause death. That's in the headline. So just Google microwave guns death. And in fact, let's just do that together right now. Let's just Google microwave guns death.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, microwave gun death. And
how can you bear the strain of absorbing these streams of information? I'm having a hard time with wrapping my brain around the deployment of the First Brigade.
Well, we're in a war situation here.
Yeah.
And so we just got to be cool and get the info out.
Right.
But, I mean, just like you're doing a great job. Okay, I'm not going with the right headline here. Let me try Army's non-lethal weapon death. Let me see. Army non-lethal... No. Crowd control death. That's it.
The New Yorker piece that I cited in Give Me Liberty definitely talked about the microwave guns. What they do is they raise the, if I remember this correctly, they basically microwave people. I mean, they raise the body temperature, you know, to this excruciating degree from a long distance position.
I'm just going to try Death and then Wired magazine. And again, we're just on the internet right now, so we're kind of just cooling our heels here doing some research. It's driving me crazy. Somebody will post it in the in the Prison Planet forum, and then I can just copy it all and email it to you, Naomi. But no,
thank
I mean,
you very much.
But the big point I didn't make earlier was then I'd go back to my hotel at night for these 4 days watching the Marines in 99, and they would announce the Marines are not doing this for in the U.S. They're doing this for in Macedonia and other missions. And then I would be there knowing they would tell the press that and then letting citizens actually see it was for the... I mean, I have it on video, Naomi.
Right. No, I will look. Of course I'll look. The trouble... I have an easier time presenting an argument that is taken seriously when I can use print sources. It's hard for me to convey videotape footage in a way that is taken seriously by sort of more mainstream... debate.
Well, you're.
But I will take a look.
Yeah, you're free to use any of the clips from Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. This is back when I was the. Oh, we're back live on the show. Here we go.
Okay.
Mural Stonewall, 1903 to 1954. She lost both of her babies in the second.
It's the old frog in the pot analogy. We were on a 3 in the Richter scale with martial law back in 98. We're about a 6.5 right now. Maybe a 7 with the announcement of these brigades. But also in Road to Tyranny, I interview a Marine Corps captain who saw an Army checkpoint in I-35 in 2000 and got mad. So he contacted me, showed me all the documents. They had secret programs in the late 80s with Marines dressing up in police uniforms in Norfolk, Virginia, doing gun raids and drug raids. So they've been covertly doing this for a long time, Naomi. So and it goes back to Rex 84. But please continue with all your great research as we continue to collate more information here on air.
Thank you. Well, what I just wanted to say from my point of view is that, you know, when we say, well, we're at 7 in terms of martial law, I think the thing that I want us to think about is that part of what gets us to 7 is, say, the deployment of troops or passage of laws like the Defense Authorization Act of 2007 and so on. But part of what gets us to 7 and 8 and beyond is people's complacency in the face of it. So to me, the psychological piece of how we receive this is very, very important. And this is, again, why I went back to the founders and the founding generation. We really have to, you know, what I learned from the research I did in Give Me Liberty is that you can't reclaim liberty without a psychological shift in ordinary people first. That as what I learned is that America is supposed to be not a landmass and not a system of government primarily, but first a psychological state in which there's an inner sense of freedom, an inner commitment to freedom, and a personal conviction to be outraged and not stand for it when tyranny and oppression raise their heads. And, you know, I did find that we are being brainwashed now, not just for the last 8 years, which have been dramatic, but the last 30 years, in a messaging about what I called fake patriotism, where, for instance, you know, we're taught that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which is interpreted as kind of just relax and shop, you know, is the meaning of the Declaration of Independence. But in fact, Alex, the second paragraph we're never taught, which is, you know, that the Declaration of Independence is actually a personal commitment demanded of each and every American to stand up against tyranny and oppression wherever it raises its head, but also to confront and bring down the government if it engages in repression and tyranny against the people, in a war against the people. We're committed to being revolutionaries as Americans. There's just been this like 30-year messaging. You know, it's so much deeper than just this deployment. It's been like this messaging to get us to go to sleep, get us to forget our rights. I found out that, you know, civics education is disappearing from half of U.S. high schools. You know, kids are going to college now, not knowing what a republic is supposed to look like. You know, not knowing what their liberties are, let alone recognize them being threatened. You know, we're being told that patriotism is about never criticizing the government or supporting any military intervention, whereas I discovered that the great Americans, the great patriots, held a mirror up to America and that's what we're supposed to do. So I really want to stress the first shift for us is to be outraged when we hear about the deployment, to be outraged when we see this war against citizens and
all
to
right.
take on this.
Yeah, stay there. We'll be right back in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, since the start of the show 2 hours ago, we've been live at PrisonPlanet.tv with Willie Nelson and now Naomi Wolf. Here's Wired Magazine 2 weeks ago. Army orders pain ray trucks. New report shows potential for death. The Army's own reports admit this ray actually kills you. And it has the control to turn it into a narrow beam and kill you. And it's got a picture of the weapons being deployed in the United States. And I just gave you the quotes from the AP with the head of the Air Force saying, use it on the American people first. Naomi Wolf, who's a best-selling author, journalist, won all sorts of awards. We are here talking about how this is the Office of the Executive claiming it runs everything. They brainwash the military, even military you talk to, who are against this go well. If the commander-in-chief says, I got to do it, I'll shoot Americans, I'll arrest Congress. That's not true. You know, Nixon again said, well, when the president breaks the law, it's not breaking the law. Well, you saw what happened there. So, very, very serious. I want to take calls coming up in this hour for Naomi Wolf. I want to talk about her new book and solutions that her book gets into, and also the new video covering all this. She's a very influential lady and very intelligent, and we're really glad that she has the courage to get into all this, and we're going to send her more of this information. But here it is, potential for death. And Naomi, what do you think of them apples?
Potential for death. I mean, you know, terrifying and yet not surprising, because once you see footage, which is why I'm so concerned about the election, of, you know, a handful of angry voters who've just been purged from the rolls, you know, speaking up and being tasered to death, oops, accidentally or in defense, or, you know, being quote-unquote subdued by, you know, these lethal and non-lethal technologies, which the initial Army Times report said that the 1st Brigade had.
And they now have mass tasers? They now have mass tasers?
What? You're telling me they have mass tasers?
Yeah, it's a big taser they roll out that shoots a bunch of cords out and shocks.
Oh, yeah. Alex, really? I can't. I, you know, it's like just when I think I've reached, you know, I understand where we are, you bring up new information that takes it one step further. All right, so, you know, all we need is some repeating footage on CNN or Fox News of, you know, five Americans, you know, in the street, brutally wounded or worse from these technologies, and then you can still have, as I've learned, you know, all the trappings of civil society intact, but people just go quiet, you know, understandably. I mean, you know, if there's military standing outside the polling booth, you're a lot less inclined to argue vociferously with, you know, the registrar if you and all your neighbors have been purged from the rolls.
Well, I think Barack Obama is going to come into office, and then I think the left's going to be completely co-opted. And I don't have to go into him saying he wouldn't go for wiretapping or he'd end the war and flip-flopping. I mean, the Wall Street money's on him. This is giving him left cover. The left, the mainline left, is suddenly going to love FEMA camps and mass arrest. And
oh, God, I don't think so. The mainline left will be the ones know, right in the front lines. I mean, they'll be targeted.
But not if it's Barack Obama.
So let me just say for your audience, because people have rightly said, when will Alex Jones persuade Naomi Wolf that there is, you know, that she needs to see beyond the left-right paradigm? And I have to say, you all are making a lot of headway with me, because while I still believe that an Obama presidency at least will staunch the immediate decline into a police state, I've also been saying in public again and again that it is going to be business as usual, in the sense that unless there's an enraged bipartisan, transpartisan citizens movement to restore liberty and the Constitution, here's why: Barack Obama, with these rights, is going to be these powers, is going to be tempted to use them just as the founders knew any leader will. And the trillions of dollars to be made in surveillance and security technologies by vested interests who benefit from a police state, you know, have the same pressures on him that they would on any other candidate. So it is going to be up to us as citizens to hold any leader's feet to the fire. We're not, I would rather have a constitutional anyone than an unconstitutional Democrat in office.
Naomi Wolf, our guest for the next 50 minutes. Your phone calls at 800-259-9231. I'm going to cover the coup de grace, the key info, with her when we get back. Stay with us.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Phase 1 of the Insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The Insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let me make this statement. This is key in psychological warfare, in the info wars that the military-industrial complex owned by the private banks are launching. And almost all the information I'm about to cover is in their own white papers, their own admissions at the international level. just like at Waco, when they were ramming the Bradley fighting vehicles into the building and machine gunning everyone as they tried to run out the back, all in the FLIR footage, and this came out in congressional testimony, Delta Force was there shooting the men, women, and children. They were announcing this is not an assault, this is not an assault, while they were doing it. So, even as you see the economy implode, even as you see, if we're unable to stop it, martial law and troops on the streets, they will continue to deny it's martial law. They will continue to deny it's a problem. They will continue to laugh at anyone that even brings it up. I mean, if you read the Army Times and they say they're going to engage the American people with non-lethal weapons and aid the police for civil unrest, and then you say that, and then they say to Naomi Wolf, we never said that, counting on people not reading the Army Times. So this is part of a psychology. They're going to deny it and deny it and deny it and deny it. It's like for a year before the U.S. invaded Panama, they had helicopters and troops and doing drills and touch and goes and inserting special forces and pulling them out. And Panama kept saying, you're going to invade, you're going to invade, you're going to invade. And they said, you're crazy. You're nuts. It's a conspiracy theory. And then they later made a History Channel thing showing the psychological warfare. It's the same thing here, but they're acclimating the police, the military, the local governments. At these urban warfare drills with the Army, the Marines, and others all over the country, they practice taking over the city council, the city hall, the county commissioners, the state capitals. They practice arresting the lawmakers, guys in suits walking out of city halls with their hands behind their head. This is all Pavlovian psychological operant conditioning of the public. And it's all right in your face. And Naomi Wolf is absolutely right. We have to scream bloody murder, say no, have the facts, make an issue about this, because they want to... It's the way you domesticate a wild animal. You open up a pen, put some grain in there, leave it open for months, let the wild horses, wild pigs, whatever it is you're wanting to capture, wild cows, bovine, come in. And then finally, after a few months of that, you just one day... Nowadays they have a timer on the gate and it just closes, but in the old days a person would just walk up and close the gate on them and then keep feeding them for a few months, showing them you're friendly, and then start taking the babies from the pigs, the babies from the horses, those are the first you tame. Then the other horses see that the baby's being taken care of, then they think you're part of their troop or their clutch. It's the same way that ducks or geese imprint. So they're imprinting us right now that all of this is okay and good. It's like when the Delta Force, it's just like they take over third world countries. They came into South Texas town, San Antonio, and they went and bribed the mayors and the fire chiefs. But finally, the police chief of San Antonio, they brought in about $200,000 in a big cash bucket and said, we just want you to be friends with the Army. And he said, well, what is this? And they said, just be friends with us. And he said, oh, I was in Army intelligence. This is illegal. Get out of here. Then he was in the news. I went and interviewed him. That's in Police State 2000. And so what we've discovered is just like they've paid off the Iraqi constabulary, that's the real surge, with these 60-something billion and $100 bills that are flown in. They've also corrupted the troops. A private gets $30,000. A standard-rated sergeant gets about $100,000. And folks, I've even got family that I know. I brought it up to them, and they get real mad and won't talk about it. They've been bought off. They've been compromised. The series Rome is pretty accurate, and in that, Caesar takes a centurion for just one part of Rome and says, I need you to carry out corruptions for me. And a corruption is, once you get somebody on the take, now they're corrupted along with you. And so they have these emergency management centers they built in every county and city and state that are federal, and they have CIA officers in those now, and they have CIA liaisons in the city. And so in most counties and cities, they've run thousands of former FBI agents to be sheriffs and police chiefs. They're everywhere now. And see, that's what militaries do throughout history. They take over societies. With Caesar, 2,040-something years ago in Rome, I guess 2,051 now, crossing the Rubicon. They build up this army, they bring it into Rome, they bring it into Washington, and that's what this brigade's for. It's to menace the government and menace the rest of the military. They've hired felons for the military, illegal alien felons, aggravated felons. We told you about that 10 years before it was in the news. Now it's in the news. So this is real. This is happening. And it's about the looting. This is about the international crime syndicate, the brokerage firms, the select group of banks, creating a vertical integration of the economy, cutting off liquidity to cause a depression. Then they'll have the only liquidity to buy it all up. And they know you're going to riot and crime's going to go up. And then you're going to beg for the U.S. military to be used. So you're seeing the military. We're going to help you at car wrecks. We're going to be out there aiding firemen and police. They're just introducing it, not just the public, but the military as well. Now, that's my little four-minute comment. Naomi Wolf, you've got the floor to comment on this, but this is historical. This happens 99% of the time in countries. Empires never last more than 200 years. It's happening here now, and they'll let the cops go ahead and be part of it. They're going to have their pension funds taken, too. They're going to have their dollar devalued. You know, the good news about this is these things always end up falling. Naomi Wolf.
Well, you know, once again, you're adding dimensions to that I wasn't aware of. I mean, I did know that millions of dollars are being pumped into, as I believe I mentioned, police departments across the country in order to get the militarization that we saw at the RNC. And I did know that, I mean, one really important thing I learned from my research in Give Me Liberty is that something that always, always works in bringing down a tyrant is mass protests. But they're not the kind of protests that are legal in the United States now. The kind of mass protests that brought down the Berlin Wall or that restored people power in the Philippines or that liberated the Baltic states or, you know, restored democracy in Pakistan are illegal. And now that we have these heavily armed police, they're very dangerous as well. You're not allowed to step in the street for a legal protest in the U.S. because of this 30 years of over-permitization. So I teach people in Give Me Liberty how to stage a real protest and how to dress safely to protect yourself from, you know, most of these technologies. Obviously, some of them, the ones you've described.
But, Naomi, I go back to the Fuhrer precept. I go back to the you know.
Oh, yeah. So let's talk about psychological programming. It sounds so extreme to think that this could be possible. However, I have to say, I have some evidence that you're right. There's some very chilling footage from the RNC that people can see in the End of America movie, which I mentioned, where you see Amy Goodman or other protesters being, not Amy Goodman, being beaten. She's being rounded up, but other people are being beaten, and this heavily armed cop, could be a federal agent, is yelling, "You're violating my constitutional rights," as he's beating this unarmed civilian. And the writer in me is just looking at that thinking, something very directive is going on there.
No, that's psychological warfare.
Exactly.
Whenever we had people attack us at the DNC and break our bullhorns and things, they would say, "I have rights," as they pull out a knife and cut the cord. It's on video. "I have rights."
Extraordinary. So this is clearly organized. And, you know, I'm experiencing something which is quite fascinating online, this viral video that's calling for people to sort of sign up with the Citizens Peaceful Army to restore liberty. The viralness of it got stopped by one poster again and again and again and again, like relentlessly, day and night, saying she's a plant. If you go to her website and sign up, they're going to round you up. She's, you know, a Council on Foreign Relations member, you know, casting me as this stealth agent, you know, for the very people I'm criticizing. And it had the effect of sort of making people go, "Oh, well, wait a minute. Well, you know, maybe I won't pass this around to my nearest and dearest."
No, exactly.
So relentless.
We have the Army field manual that was put on WikiLeaks about 6 months ago, and the Army confirmed it was real, about how the Army in Latin America would do the same thing. If somebody was getting really successful, they would come out and then say they're an agent. Now,
oh, really?
Yeah, but see, the government, and they admit NORTHCOM is involved, quote, fighting an info war, CENTCOM, with bloggers countering us. They'll even have their handle, and you'll go back to their MySpace, and they're in uniform, and they'll have the PSYOPs patch on their site. They're not even hiding it. But what they do is they assess your weaknesses in your credentials, which aren't weaknesses, but to them they are. And they say, "Well, she's a Rhodes Scholar. They're all New World Order," because Cecil Rhodes did set that up to set up world government. And then,
although, as we've discussed, he left me out of it. You know, he left me out of the information.
Well, regardless, you judge a tree by its fruits. Mm-hmm. Regardless, it isn't even about Naomi Wolf or Alex Jones. This is happening, so what are we going to do about it? And they always use fear and say, "They'll get you. They'll round you up." No. We need to not go quietly in the night, not have a chilling effect, stand up and say no.
Exactly.
That's the only way, historically. Are you a member of the Council on Foreign Relations?
No, I'm not.
Well, I mean, regardless, the CFR, when it was 2,000 members set up by British intelligence in 1922, was clearly a shadow government and still is, but now they've expanded to close to 5,000, and they have inner boards of it that are on the know and part of the military-industrial complex, invisible empire system, but they also try to co-opt. I happen to know about Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. I happen to know they're anti-New World Order, and I happen to know that they're that she's being co-opted in the name of helping African children. So just because she's a member of the CFR doesn't mean Angelina Jolie is New World Order. Though some of the films, you know, they're trying to suck her in. The point is that we can't become a bunch of McCarthyites talking about the activists. The point is, NORTHCOM has announced this. This is happening. And,
right,
and, exactly. And why do people in our movement always police us instead of looking at what's happening? And most of the time, they're operatives. And they explain in the Army Field Manual how to go out and claim that the real activists are agents.
That's so fascinating. I'll have to take a look at that. Well, in the meantime, I think we need to create some positive strategy for what to do. I mean, one of the things I really want to urge people to do is, and again, you've been very instrumental in helping me get past this, being stuck in this left-right paradigm, is that we really need to build this transpartisan army of citizens. And what I'm urging people to do is, you know, in a closing society, when individuals say no according to their own circumstances, it's very powerful because it sends a message to the people around you. So, like, when officers at the RNC refuse to arrest these Iraq vets for peace, that's a way to say no. Talking about impeachment, bipartisan impeachment and prosecution of the president is a way to say no. We can talk about that when you like.
Well,
I hear the music revving up.
Yeah, sure. For the internet audience, I'm going to skip this break. For everybody else, we'll be right back with your phone calls. On the other side, Naomi Wolf is our guest. Naomi, I know we're all over the map. It's because I have such passion, like you do, on this subject.
Sure.
And I know,
there's a lot to say. Mm-hmm.
And I know they've been creeping up, setting it up. I've been studying it probably like nobody else. I'm so sad for my children, my wife, my family, for everybody else, because I know how real it is, and I've seen the video of the police saying, as they're beating you, I have rights. It's so sick, and they're destroying their own future. You know, they're compartmentalized, and most of them are post-traumatic stress disorder troops who are completely mentally ill. They put them in 3, 4, 5 tours on purpose to fry their brains.
Oh, my God, I never thought of that.
Oh, well, we've got government documents on that as well. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is...
Well, what is your wife, what are your plans practically, you know?
We're just going to go down with America. I mean, we're going to stay here and just like, I guess, Masada or something. And, I think we can stop it if we're bold, if we have courage, if we speak out, if we say no. I mean, what's most encouraging is I had a couple members of Congress on, and I saw others. I think I saw Feinstein say 9,000-1 calls, but the other congressman said about 1,000-1 phone calls against the banker takeover bill.
Yeah, but did it help?
Well, they threatened martial law, so no, it didn't. But the point is that no dictatorship can make it with 90%+ against them. And so that's why they need a new president. Because it's a new front and people think it's changed. Let me tell you, NORTHCOM runs everything. They're in total control. It was really set up in 93, not in 2002. And their speeches, CFR put out in 93. But instead of me preaching, I want to hear your solutions. And then I also want to take phone calls. But
okay, but you know, while we're in between, do I have a minute to ask you a question while we're in between?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I think I sort of brought this up before, but, you know, I've been to events at the Council on Foreign Relations, and I've, you know, been a Rhodes Scholar, and I know all these Rhodes Scholars, and I've never has anyone crossed my path with any hint of these, you know, other agendas. I mean, I guess what I said to you last time is that an elite doesn't need to plan, so overtly, in the sense of, you know, by definition, these Rhodes Scholars are in various positions of influence, but there's nobody ever speaks about an agenda of the kind that you described, that I'm aware of.
Well, here's the deal. Not everybody that becomes a Rhodes Scholar, because it's so expanded, you know, is on the inner circle, but Cecil Rhodes said he wanted an invisible British Empire.
Certainly.
Ruling through invisible roundtable groups. And, you know, you got like Bill Clinton with Kordmeier over him and the CIA section chief in London. And I mean, all of that. So, you know, these things certainly, go on, but I judge a tree by its fruits. And the key here is, Naomi, I want to prepare my audience for victory. You know,
I mean,
they're so shocked that I can get movie stars on or rock and roll people or, you know, foreign presidents. I mean, we have to be ready that we're telling the truth, that we're going to have allies, that people on the inside, people who've been part of the establishment, are going to wake up and join us. And we have to understand that, you know, as we have some victories, people go, well, it's impossible. We couldn't be having a victory. They must be agents. And that's not what's happening, is that...
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I mean, so much of this system is based on people in newspapers, in media, in the elite, you know, mid-level elite, thinking it's a good system and not seeing the big picture.
Yeah.
And as we pull the veil aside, we better be ready to have a bunch of allies. We better be ready to have victories and not have this loser attitude.
I hear what you're saying, and I think that's very positive. Can I ask, because your voice is very influential, if it's appropriate for you to ever vouch for me, you know, if, you know, in terms of these...
Well, Naomi, I mean, I say judge a tree by its fruits, and all your suggestions are great, and the information you put out is very accurate, and they don't like what you're doing right now, and they're trying to counter it. So certainly, clearly, you're against this, and so it doesn't matter. The information stands on its face, and I mean, I do vouch that your information's accurate, and you seem like a very nice, intelligent person who means well, and you talk about shattering the left-right paradigm, not just on this show, but I've seen you do it elsewhere, and so, and that's what they don't want. They don't want people coming together. Here
it's
we go. Back live.
And if it don't come soon, my crops will die.
The Bankman.
The Bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do. He tells me that he's coming.
But the clouds are coming too. He ain't my friend. And I'll ride again.
And I'll ride again.
Naomi Wolf is our guest. And I want to go to some phone calls, but Naomi, plug where people get the new book, where they get the new video, specifically the I mean, I know they can get it on Amazon and places, but specifically, how do they go to the sites?
Sure. Well, the new book is called Give Me Liberty, and you can get it in bookstores or on Amazon or on my website. And there's a new movie of The End of America, and our distribution strategy is very much influenced by Alex Jones basically saying, let the people have the information and, you know, and let them have it in a way that works for them, no matter what. So a lot of people have moved to heaven and earth to do an internet release yesterday. So you can go to endofamericamovie.com and just download it for free or order the DVD as you like, and people can do screenings, which we're urging them to do, for their citizens, fellow citizens, for their neighbors and friends, to alert them. This is very vivid footage, a lot of archival footage, interviews with journalists and you know, politicians who've come forward, and ordinary Americans whose lives have been, you know, ruined by these 10 steps and who've stood up and fought back, and then their action steps. And at myamericaproject.org, we're building, it's not completed yet, but we're in the process of building a site where citizens, we want to build a transpartisan a movement of, you know, many millions of Americans to be a kind of an army for the Constitution, an army for the restoration of the rule of law, and we're in a war, as Alex says. You know, there are shades of difference in our understanding of the war, but we're, you know, clearly, and Give Me Liberty, I say we're in a war. It's a war against citizens. We have to recognize that we're in a war. We're in the front lines. And the war is being kind of waged in a very stealthy way, and it's time for us to fight back. So at the end of Give Me Liberty, there are these 55 action steps, whether it's here's how you write the op-eds, here's how you become the media, here's how you do radio. It's not just Alex Jones and Naomi Wolf. It should be everyone who's concerned about these issues, raising their voices, creating media, documenting.
Well, Naomi, that's the key.
Sorry.
That's what tells me you're for real. And you know that your heart is in the right place with people asking that, is because you're saying to individuals, go out with the info, take action, and then the info you're putting out is accurate. And so instead of arguing about whether Naomi Wolf or Alex Jones are good, you know, men or women, folks, we have a predatory elite criminally consolidating and vertically integrating the world economy under tyrannical globalism, and we have to stand up, and we have to fight back, and we have to say no now. And I say to the military and the police and the bureaucrats and all of you, you're in their your tightly sequestered kind of mob, gang mentality, little peer pressure cultures, We have no future if you don't break out of that. And I assure you, things are going to lead in this country, and the globalists plan this to be very violent and very bloody. It's not going to go well for you. And then the globalists are going to come in posing as the saviors later with the velvet glove fist after you've been discredited and a lot of you go into prison. So I see an even larger setup in all of that. And so I'm warning you, you better do a gut check, an intellectual check, and stand up for the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. If you can't see that what the executive's doing and what the Congress is doing is tyrannical on its face, then you better look again. Naomi, again, give out those websites.
Sure thing. It's endofamericamovie.com, and it's myamericaproject.org. And again, we're building those 55 steps. So you can also reach me at naomiwolf.com. And you know, I'm going to various cities as well, and we're signing people up there to pass legislation to restore the Constitution, the rule of law, to organize people into democracy commando teams where you can take power back and be as powerful as vested interests with your representatives. We're calling for a national referendum, for instance, to give power back to the people and break the stranglehold of special interests over Congress. You know, again, 55 action steps. You can start your own political movement. You can, you know, we teach you how to fundraise. We teach you how to start a nonprofit.
And regardless, the ideas she's putting out have been proven and work. Just take it and do your own model, folks. Instead of rationalizing, going, I don't know if I like her. I don't know if I agree with her. I don't know if I like Alex. Fine. Take what you want and leave the rest. Just get up off your butts and move against this tyranny now instead of in the peanut gallery, you know, playing secret agent all day. Get out there, expose the tyranny, expose the unconstitutional garbage. We're going to come right back, and I promise we're going right to your calls. We're going to skip this break, too, for the internet audience right now. Stay with us. Naomi, another thing I can do. And we did this at DNC. We had several hundred cameras there, and I believe that's why they didn't stage as much as at the RNC. and now it's happened in Canada and other places where we catch the police posing as anarchists, and we have people spread out who never stay in the crowd, so that when the cop runs up in the anarchist outfit and tumps over a trash can or knocks out some windows, our people have successfully followed them and then caught them going into police areas and coming back out plain clothes dress, and then it's made mainstream news in Canada, the U.S., Italy, Germany, and England, as well as Russia. All governments do this to these provocateurs, and that's what's going to devastate them, is us, and everybody can choose their combat role in the info war. A, we're peaceful. A, the enemy tries to infiltrate even mainline peace groups and says, let's go kill cops, and it always turns out that's a cop, but it comes out in the news. Anybody that does that is a fed or a provocateur. Never allow anything violent. Understand that the big foundations, the left and the right foundations, are funding the anarchists, not all of them, but the main groups to do that. And the other key is, again, don't wait. Do a one-page newsletter and print up 100 copies every week and put it on 100 doors. I mean, that will bring down the tyranny. Get my film Endgame. Make copies of it. Get it out to people. Spread the word about films like Terror Storm, the history of government-sponsored terror, or Naomi Wolf's film. Have parties. Have people over. Show it. Because don't imagine you've got to fix it all yourself. It's every person moving with purpose. Once you really take action, it's like Willie Nelson said first hour, it's almost the subconscious will just kick in with that rightness of purpose. And we don't want a cookie cutter. We don't want a single head. We don't want Alex Jones or Naomi Wolf to be the leader. We need lots, thousands of leaders with tens of thousands and millions of other sub-leaders coordinating with different things, not a cookie cutter, hitting them at every angle, talking to cops when you see them on the street, going up to police. I do it every time I have time. I see cops go, hey, guys, been trained for urban warfare. You don't know about this stuff. You know that happens in history. It's going to destroy your future. Your dollars aren't buying as much. They're going to take your pensions. And, the point is that it's really starting to work. And so I want people to understand, be positive, move forward, take action. And I think the covert operations, you can call it investigative reporting. I wouldn't call it spying when you do it, or they'll try to set you up for that. That's now been happening. But as an investigative reporter of the First Amendment, surveilling corrupt judges. These people are all so evil. You just follow them. You'll catch them cheating on their wife. You'll catch them buying drugs. You'll catch them. I mean, most of them. These are criminals running government now in most areas. I mean, if they go along with this, they're crooks. You'll catch the Homeland Security Deputy Director's pedophiles. That's a pedophile guild up there, especially in the Republicans. Follow them. Bust them. I mean, we got to get, all of you are agents of liberty, literally sabotaging the enemy operation. Start seeing yourself targets of opportunity. Don't dress up in camo. Dress up in a nice business, you know, outfit. That's your real urban camo. You are there in the police department, in the military, in government, spying on the enemy operations, giving us the data. We are going to win. We have friends all over the place. Our numbers are growing. Their numbers are dwindling. Here we go back live. I swear on the eternal altar of liberty. Resistance for eternity against tyrants, thugs, control freaks, scum, liars. I commit myself to truth and justice, all those things they've told you were sappy. Because if you don't have liberty, you have nothing. Our economy can fully implode, but if we have liberty, it'll come back. The enemy tells us that the terrorists attacked because they hate our freedom, and it's true. Military-industrial complex carried out the 9/11 attacks and many others because they hate your liberty. They've committed a million crimes. They've got to go for broke because they've done so many illegal things that if they don't bring in total tyranny, they know that a free people can get control of the government again and bring them to justice. Naomi Wolf, I want you to comment on the points I just made with your own unique perspective, and then we're going to go to the phone calls.
Well, I love the shift in energy from, you know, analyzing the threat, you know, the sort of, you know, here it comes, here are the 10 steps, you know, which certainly makes us feel afraid, especially I as a mother of two beautiful children feel afraid when I think about that and sometimes feel powerless or overwhelmed. And then shifting into, you know, the message of, well, you know, we do have power. There are millions of us. Our numbers are growing. People are waking up. Here's what you can do. You can go talk to military, talk to police officers, educate your neighbors. You know, as we were saying before the break, you know, write those op-eds. You know, we teach people in Give Me Liberty. You know, here's how you frame the debate. Here's how you leak to a reporter. Here's how you document government abuses. So much that we can do. And, you know, I love Willie Nelson's point because artists have a lot of wisdom at a time like this. The subconscious is powerful. And so if we shift from a fear state of, oh my God, here they come, to a kind of state of joy in finding one another and creative problem solving, and again, drawing on that wisdom the founding generation meant us to have, this group of absolutely ordinary people, farmers and artisans and working men and women, washerwomen, enslaved African Americans, not just the well-known founders, all of whom took extraordinary risks and, you know, broke up the power of the biggest empire of the day, right? That's what they did. We've got to do that again. But, you know, my study of history absolutely shows that when millions of people make that psychological shift, it is overwhelming for the would-be tyrants. They can strike and strike and strike, but they're facing a hydra, you know, when the people really are energized and knowledgeable and standing up for one another and standing up for the Constitution. Mm-hmm.
That's right. The enemy is a hydra. We have to have a hydra-like approach. With, you know, they got 1,000 heads, we got 1,000,000 heads.
Except we have 300 million. We can be a hydra for liberty.
Absolutely. We got to do it. Wow, Naomi Wolf. You know, I haven't read the new book. I did purchase the original book when I was going to have you on. You sent me one. It's an easy read, but well done. You know, the end of America, now you have the new one. Just 2 weeks ago, Rick Linkletter's been out of the country making a movie about, I think it's H.G. Wells? I mean, the point is he's been in England for a year. He was back about 6 months ago for a birthday party, and I was out of his house, out of his ranch. But it came in the mail, your book, The End of America, with a little nice note from him. And, of course, Rick's a patriot, knows 9/11's an inside job. But the point is that your book and your material is really getting out to people because he bought that book in England and then mailed it to me. I think he's in the Isle of Man finishing up the movie. It's H.G. something. Is it H.G. Is it Orson Welles or H.G. Wells? I don't remember. I have to pull the article up. But the point is that your book is really getting out there. Jared in Florida, you're on the air with Naomi Wolf and Chris Richard. Tweedledee, and then Summer. Go ahead, Jared, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Alex?
Good.
Hey, I just want to say I'm a Prison Planet subscriber. I've been listening to you for about 6 months. And before I started listening to you, I used to, like, used to hate my country. You know, we do all this crappy stuff, but I mean, you totally turned it around.
Now you know it's a criminal military-industrial complex that has subdued us through high-tech propaganda. Now their propaganda isn't working, so they're moving in with physical control. See, and then we don't get the guilt of the wars and the evil, because we don't deserve all that guilt. I mean, we deserve the fact that we were slovenly and let this happen, but we, I mean, people need to see the evil so they have a choice to really sign on to it or not.
Exactly. I mean, I've never been fully blind to it. My parents always knew about, you know, the Iran stuff in 1950. I mean, I've never been too blind to it, but it's like your videos have definitely made it like definitive. I can actually tell people, hey, this is mainstream news. Don't you guys see this? And I burn all your DVDs. I send it out. It's great, man. But one thing I wanted to ask you, I remember a couple months ago you were covering about how hard it is to transfer your wealth to other countries. Do you think when the crap hits the fan, it's going to be hard just to get out of the country? I mean, I'm a dual citizen with New Zealand. And if it really happens, I mean, I plan on getting out of here.
All right, here's the deal. That's what the watch list, now over a million people, is, which you can never get off of. And the news acts like it's just idiots up there, and that's why it's that way. It's always, oh, we don't know how to run things, but it's all their political enemies. Yes, the New World Order, the OECD, the International Bank of Settlements, that's about internationally having the same rules, the same computer databases, the same systems, which they use the war on terror to integrate as their cover, to where now if you want to go fishing 12 miles off the coast, they're trying to make you have a passport down in Port Aransas or Galveston to go fishing. They now have a North American ID card for people to travel. They're now admitting that face scanning cameras have been up for 10 years, are tracking everybody everywhere we go. They're scanning our license plates everywhere we go. Pentagon design. I saw it in Pentagon documents 10 years ago. Now it's mainstream news going, yeah, you're tracked everywhere you go. And that's how they get the face recognition, not just from getting your digital photo of the driver's license facility. It's really federalized, not with real ID. It was done in 93 with executive order. It was international ID. We have a world ID as of 2000 under world treaty. They're just not telling us about real ID in 2008. Man, there's so many facets to all this, and I want to get to other calls, but we already have a world ID that's over most nations. They're mopping up the few final rogue nations. And then the real work of eugenics against free humanity can begin. The one-child policy worldwide, the population reduction, the true horrors are to come. This is just the clamping down the last bastions of freedom and liberty right now. But there is resistance to it. Here's what happened. The elite, changed the bankruptcy rules so small people have trouble declaring bankruptcy. The elites had tax incentives to move their money offshore, and then 2 years ago changed it where it's hard now if you stayed behind to get out. And that's why there was a huge exodus right up to 2 years ago as everybody left to Dubai and to Switzerland and to Rome and to Spain. And then something bad's going to happen in Israel. Of the 10 richest guys there, 9 of them have fully left Israel for London and Switzerland. And so the elite are all evacuating. Most of the elites I know in Austin have evacuated to the Cook Islands or New Zealand or Australia. So there is a massive I can't get into details, but I know these people, and they have said that, you know, we're evacuating because of martial law. And I've been telling you that for several years. Naomi Wolf comments.
I'm Jewish, and so, you know, I think there's this very deep reaction in people with my ancestry, because my dad's family was largely wiped out by the Holocaust, sensitivity to travel restrictions, because for people of my ethnicity, there's this giant divide between people who got out before the border hardened, during the National Socialist regime, and those who waited a little too long. So I watch with concern when I travel. I watch with concern the growth of the watch list, which Alex rightly noted is going, 20,000 names a month. Because in closing societies, those lists always eventually connect to job losses and travel restrictions, or worse. And I'm also noticing with concern the hardening of the borders. There's a fence being built along the southern border, and also a more and more kind of Homeland Security type monitoring to Canada. And I'm very concerned that I keep reading reports that there's legislation being floated that would lead you to have to apply to Homeland Security or apply to the federal government to travel overseas. Because in a closing society, one thing they always do is is close borders, so that, you know...
And by the way, the fence is going to be used to keep us in, not people out. They're just going to legalize everybody in the North American continent. That's been stated in the Council on Foreign Relations documents by Robert Pasteur and others. So that's what they do, and they set the precedence of violating due process and whole families' rights with the illegal aliens. And I'm against them having their rights violated, by the way, folks. It should all be done in due process. And then that sets the precedent for the citizens, as Oliver North proposed with Poindexter, Admiral Poindexter in the 80s. This was declassified. They would use the front of rounding up the illegal immigrants first to sell the public on mass arrest. And the Houston Chronicle 2 years ago reported that, indeed, the FEMA camps are for illegals and citizens. So, see, that's being used as a smokescreen, even with law enforcement, to think, well, it's to get rid of the illegal aliens, but that's not really what it's for. Just like in Nazi Germany, they first used it on unpopular minorities first.
Exactly. So you anticipated my next point, this awareness of the need to stand up and call a halt. The tactic is always, in a closing society, to go after people who are seen as marginal or unpopular or the wrong race, you know, Muslims or Jews or, you know, anarchists or communists, you know, in the National Socialist era, and, you know, certainly the mass arrests this spring of illegal aliens or illegal immigrants is very distressing to me, because if Americans were in good patriotic working order recognizing their rights, we would be screaming as loudly that undocumented workers without papers were having agents of the state break in, drag them away from their children, you know, locked down, processed without due process, you know, mass processing, fairgrounds in the Midwest with blacked out windows. I mean,
which FEMA called a drill, and we had people inside that. They were drilling during that for the American people. That was a test.
What evidence do you have? I mean, what evidence do you have?
I had sources inside of it, in the town and inside of it. That's all
I
can say.
Why can't we get these people to go on the record?
Well, let me stop you.
Okay.
I had a pastor on 2.5 years ago. Butch Paul had him on first here on the network, who was in Ohio. Then we had another preacher on. He faxed me all these documents. He said, you're allowed to post them. He said, no, don't black out the fax phone number. It's just a little mini mart.
Mm-hmm.
About the 13,000 preachers that have been hired by Homeland Security to teach and FEMA to teach their flocks to turn their guns in, to go to FEMA camps, to take the forced inoculations. Have you heard about that?
No.
John, cue it up. She won't believe it. Remember the piece that was carried on the news, the national news? Find one of them where their preachers called for martial law. And then a year after that happened, it was in some national and local news. Now, but by then it was 26,000 preachers. They doubled the number. It's called clergy response teams, which is the same thing Hitler did.
God.
But it's secret. Now, 1 week after he came on my show and we posted the documents, the FBI went to the mini mart, demanded and interrogated them, and asked them who was in here that day, who sent these faxes. It was over 100 pages. And they said it's the local pastor who has a church of about 400 people. He also volunteered for people who were sick and dying at the hospital. And when he came into his job at the hospital, FEMA was there with the FBI, and the guy was scared. And they said, you can be arrested under national security. You no longer are welcome in any government facility or hospital, and we're watching you.
It's ready.
And then he was basically put on a no-fly list. So, and it turns out the other preacher, then we didn't even put out documents, they visited him because they have these guys all under NSA surveillance with keyword computers. So the minute they do an interview on their home phone, they're under surveillance. The NSA computer records it. An agent comes in and sees they're talking. And then now that was before it came out. Here it is. You found the local one out of Louisiana. Here they are introducing it through Katrina, but this is nationwide. This came out 1 year after we broke it. The secret FEMA documents are on InfoWars.com. Here it is.
Law ever become a reality in America? Some fear any nuclear, biological, or chemical attack on U.S. territory might trigger just that. And as KSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem. Us.
From my cold, dead hands.
Charlton Heston's famous declaration captures a truly American value, the overarching desire to protect our freedoms. But gun confiscation is exactly what happened during the state of emergency following Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. U.S. troops also arrived, something far easier to do even now thanks to last year's elimination of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act. That forbid U.S. troops from policing on American soil. If martial law were enacted here at home, like depicted in the movie The Siege, easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the Clergy Response Team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
Jeff, the primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate and get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
In a lot of cases, these clergy would already be known in the neighborhoods in which they're helping to defuse that situation.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans, Romans 13.
Because the government is established by the Lord, you know, and that's what we believe in the Christian faith. That's what's stated in the Scripture.
Civil rights advocates believe the amount of public cooperation may depend largely on how long they expect a suspension of their rights might last. Jeff Farrell, KSLA News 12 reporting.
Naomi, being a historian and knowing about World War II, Hitler's favorite line was Romans 13. So go ahead and comment. We'll go to some more calls.
I mean, this is a tough conversation because you're bringing me information that is so truly shocking.
It's a thousand times worse, Naomi. It's so bad I can't even explain it all.
All right.
CIA runs every major city. FEMA camps are built. Most police chiefs are bought off and paid for. It's total mafia takeover.
Well, let me just take it step by step. I did want to say, when I express kind of unease at how many people are telling me data that needs to be followed up on but are reluctant to give me their names, the most recent one was in California. A gentleman came up to me and said, I was hired to do IT work at one of these camps. It's near Bakersfield. I've seen it with my own eyes, and I've seen with my own eyes, he said, the train cars with shackles on the floor, and they're painted white, and I've witnessed this.
By the way, I've seen them, but go ahead.
So I said, because I'm a reporter, you know, and I can't just circulate, you know, unattributed comments or rumor, I said, you know, will you go on the record, or can I get another source to back you up? And he said, you know, that he's a dual citizen, or, you know, he's an immigrant, and he is scared to come forward. But he's a very credible, you know, he seemed like a very sincere, concerned citizen, and my gut intuition was that he wasn't, you know, that he was telling me about something that genuinely had disturbed and upset him. And he said they're massive, that what he saw was massive. So obviously this is not reassuring to me. And
well, we have the 2002 purchase order for 3 1-million man camps. I mean, we have the federal. They even put bids out. I mean, it's not.
Oh, okay. I'll look at, you know, of course I'll examine these documents. I think you've got to be patient with me, Alex, because, you know, the way I'm trained, I like look at the documents, source the documents, try to fit it into the bigger picture, test it, and
look into the civilian inmate labor camp program, conducted from 1986 secretly until 1997 when it was declassified. Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, a secret archipelago of Army-run camps. And they already have Americans in them. We'll explain behind the scenes right now. Okay, what they did is they had Army bases, never in the public knowledge, that would then take federal prisoners to be overseen by the Army. There were 12 camps, Atterbury, Anniston, others. And then they expanded those to 24 when it was declassified in 97. And now they take regular prisoners, but that's setting the precedent, and they admit that it's a laboratory to train the military in the control of work brigades.
Good God, we've seen those before. Yeah, I hear you. So what I've got to tell you, Alex, is that another citizen came up to me in San Francisco, and he said, and he gave me his card, and he said he can't go on the record yet because he's on parole, but he said he was a federal prisoner, and he said there are work camps and there are work brigades, and that he was in them, and he said he had been a Democratic fundraiser, and then the FBI came, and, you know, he was arrested, that people are being arrested with family members.
No, yeah, we have the work camps. The work camps were there.
Okay, so this, is, of course, a shock to me because I'm just living in, you know, the rest of the landscape with the rest of the landscape information stream. And
look at two things. They tried to pass a law in 2003 in Oregon. Senator Menas almost got it passed, no pun intended. And they almost passed a law 4 years ago in Rhode Island. It was in the Providence Journal and in NBC. It said if you criticize the government, you will be arrested and you'll be given life in prison and a work brigade. Both bills said work brigades. You can pull those up.
Good Lord. But I don't understand why so many public servants are going along with, I mean, this is like multiple sources, I mean, multiple levels of people conveying carrying water.
You know about the Princeton and Stanford research where they noticed that if an authority figure told graduate psychology students to kill someone with an electric shock and they believed it was real, 90%+ committed the murder?
Absolutely. The Zimbardo experiments, I believe you're referring to.
Yeah, well, there's several, yes.
They were at Princeton.
But, I believe it was Princeton.
So I am familiar with that, but why would so many Congress people be supportive of this kind of legislation?
Because they know. They know how real it is. They all know. I talked to congressmen on air and privately, and they go, absolutely, Alex, you're absolutely right.
They know. So why would they want to collude with it?
They're scared. They understand how serious this is. They understand that the U.S. military and the global elites are hardcore, and they decided to join with it. They've decided to, you know, that a new age is upon us, and they're going to join with Sauron, basically.
Well, then what, realistically, you know, in spite of our brave words of a few minutes ago...
Naomi, you don't have the 11th point in your book, and that's called They Try to Take the Guns. And if 1% of 150 million gun owners fights back, that's 1,500,000 armed resistors against this tyranny. And we're going to come back right now. We got Lindsey Williams with his oil being cut in half, prediction coming true, joining us in about 10 minutes. I want to hold Naomi 5 over to the next hour if she can do it. If not, she'll be gone at 5. I just brought up to her the Second Amendment, the last line of defense. As a person breaking the left-right paradigm, Naomi, I know a lot of, quote, liberals that have been out the last 2 years now understanding why we need the Second Amendment. I'm not calling for violence, but if you're being taken in cattle cars to a FEMA facility, what do you do?
Yeah, I have to say, you know, part of my education by many wonderful patriots I've met on this journey on the left and the right and beyond the left-right paradigm is that they've challenged my assumptions about the Second Amendment. I certainly was raised in a demographic that always thought that gun control was the most important way to keep people safe, and now I think it's not that I'm advocating violence ever. Of course I'm not. This should be a peaceful revolution using the rule of law, but I do understand, you know, that in a closing society, as many people have noted, the regime will take away citizens' guns. And I do understand now that there are times in history when we have worse problems than gun violence, you know, from gangs and so on, than that a police state is a greater problem.
I mean, is there a time for us to defend ourselves?
You're putting me in a very challenging position. I mean, we have to defend ourselves in every lawful and appropriate way we can, with violence being the absolute.
But if Adolf Hitler was our president, it would be lawful in the organic law to resist him as the general staff did. But again, it's not a president here; it's the complex around him. Naomi, let me be clear: the enemy, the programmers, want us to fight back physically, so they have a pretext to engage us. I do not believe an offensive military. Asymmetrical strikes against them. But if they're rounding people up and taking them to FEMA camps, it is not a right. It is a duty in the Declaration of Independence to resist 110%. And I believe the American people, if we don't turn things around peacefully, we may do that. We have a chance. It is going to go to the next ballot box, which is the cartridge box, and it's going to be hell.
Yeah, well, you know, let's first talk about peaceful revolution and the rule of law, because as I think there are many women listening and many mothers like me who are sort of thinking, God forbid, you know, God forbid, let's do everything in our power to keep that from being the outcome. Because, of course, you're right. When there's a coup, what happens next is, you know, battles in the streets and civil war. I mean, that's just historically what happens. But, you know, God forbid, and there's a lot of opportunity for us to use the rule of law. Let me talk about one action step I'm calling on people to do. There has been a coup, as I've argued, and so there should be immediate bipartisan impeachment proceedings and then the filing for prosecution and arrest of George Bush and other high officials who have committed, in my reading, treason because they're making war against the American people, which in the Constitution defines treason, making war on the United States. So there is a wonderful prosecutor, and I'm sure you've talked about her, Charlotte, I beg your pardon, a woman running for district for Attorney General in Vermont, Charlotte Dennett, and she has promised to prosecute and arrest George Bush and other high officials who've committed high crimes and misdemeanors, and Vincent Bugliosi is going
to
be her prosecutor.
Yeah, that is the key. That is the key, is to declare them criminals and illegitimate. I'm just saying, Naomi, a lot of us aren't going to run into pits and be shot in the back of the head. Nobody's taking my children. It's not happening. I'm not looking for a fight, but I'm asking the American people, if they try to take you to camps, resist them in the name of the Republic.
Well, and I'm asking the American people to rise up and use the rule of law first, because history shows that the real threat...
But should we go to death camps?
Trial?
Should we go to death camps?
Uh-huh.
Should we go ahead and give in and go to death camps if they tell us this?
Well, of course we shouldn't go to death camps. I mean, when, you know, there's a lot of models for, you know, even my people who are so kind of, you know, non-violent by instinct, you know, there was resistance in the Warsaw Ghetto. You know, obviously self-defense is an important American value.
As Alexander Solzhenitsyn said,
means first.
The machine would have ground to a halt if every night when the secret police came out to pick up citizens to take them to the gulags, they would have been met with daggers and hammers and hatchets in the doorways. We'll be right back with Naomi Wolf. 5 final minutes.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
I'm going to keep talking to her.
Visit GCN.
Naomi, you've got to leave us now, or can you...
I do. A car is coming for me in a couple of minutes.
You have to leave right now.
Interesting. This is definitely a gender divide, because as a single mom, I don't have a firearm, and I don't know how to use
one. But where'd you grow up?
In San Francisco.
Well, I mean, the women around here, and I mean, these are intellectual, powerful women, a true feminist, I am woman, hear me roar, they are locked and loaded, and they're going to blow the new world order straight to hell.
You know, as I say, I'm definitely evolving. I think it's not a bad idea to know how to...
Let me tell you, that's the true feminist, is that warrior female, gorgeous, strong. Her babies aren't going to a FEMA camp. They're not getting shot up. And I guarantee you, our women are going to resist as well. One way or the other, the New World Order's coming down.
Okay. Well, you know, I'll read anything you want me to, and I should say goodbye to you, because the car is waiting in the...
We're going to let you go. Naomi, I appreciate you coming on. And I want to, you know what, I don't want to wait 3 or 4 months to have you back up. Let's have you up on the eve of the election.
I would love that. And can I have Kelly get my new book to you, certainly, and get, I would love to make sure that the movie gets into your hands.
All right, well, this has been an amazing 2-hour brainstorm, and thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you. I'm so grateful for your educating me, Alex.
No, you've educated us a lot as well. Naomi Wolf, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Naomi Wolf had to go. She had a car picking her up for some TV program. I'm jamming a few final phone calls right now. We'll keep taking them, too, with Lindsay Williams coming up. We've got into some hardcore subjects there with her. You know, we're sold on the military, the police ruling us with weapons, but we can't defend ourselves. Oh, it's bad. Oh, it's not. Oh, it's guns. You better fear guns in the hands of evil. And we reach out to the former sheriff, the current Austin police chief. We have them here. We're trying to deprogram the police. But I'm not going to any FEMA camp. You're not taking my children. You understand? Stop engaging in evil. Back off. You work for criminals. Period. Chris in Florida. Richard, Tweedledee, Summer, and others. Go ahead, Chris.
Hello, Alex. I basically just recently woke up, probably 6 months ago. I've become a sponge. Found out basically that they've been creating tyranny and... You know, they passed Patriot Act 1 and 2 and all this stuff. But my question was, I mean, I personally am not going to any camp. I mean, if it comes down to it, you know, I love America. I'm definitely a, you know, patriot, ardent at heart. But
let me just say this, and if it goes to that, don't wait for them in your house, folks. If they've done things to make you stand up, you go out and find them on your terms.
Absolutely.
And if anybody kills me, I want to be avenged. I want to avenge all the other patriots. I want that on record.
Right.
Go ahead.
My question was, what was going on in the big cities? Because I heard you talking about crowd control and the waffle gun and the stuff about St. Louis. And then you said some kind of, like, link or something as far as what was on
Well, I read where the Wired magazine reports, and it's got a military report admitting that the microwave gun will actually kill people.
Right.
I mean, it's shooting you with high-powered microwaves. I mean, it says it'll kill them. It says death right here. Army orders pain ray trucks. New report shows potential for death. Now, they're telling you they're ordering them now. They're pre-deployed in every city. Helicopters with knockout gas to knock out whole cities. That'll kill about 10% of the public, their studies show. And by the way, cops, they're going to kill your wives and children, too. Go ahead and laugh. Go ahead and find out. Go ahead and find out what your masters will do when they nerve gas or use opiate gases on you.
Do you have a link?
I just gave you the headline, man. I mean, Army orders pain ray trucks. The whole link? Okay, http://blog.wired.com/defense/2008/10/army-ordering-p.html.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your call. Anything else? Richard in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, I think I first started watching you when you wore a white shirt and a tie on cable access. And I also want to say hats off to my painter. I'm a commercial realtor and degreed professional, and 4 years ago I was still pretty ignorant. But he really helped me out a lot with your tapes, your videos, and everything. Two things real quickly. Folks can do a lot. They can email articles. They can talk to people. You don't know how many times I've held impromptu classes that I never meant to hold at different functions and meetings, and folks are hungry for this information. The other type are scared to death. Their eyes glaze over. My philosophy is let them go. But the other thing I started to witness, and I haven't seen this in a long, long time, if ever. I do hang out at one of the local gun stores. I'm an avid target shooter and collector, and it's not the one downtown. It's one of the more remote ones. A lot of law enforcement comes through there, and they all say the same thing. They're getting ready. But the thing I've seen that I have never seen before in the last year is I've seen mom and pop, grandma and granddad buying AR-15s, AK-47s, all semi-autos, high-cap 9mm, and I would dare say that those guns are outselling deer rifles this time of year. And we watched a grandmother come in and buy an assault shotgun, and I said, what are you getting that for? She says, they're coming. He says, I just need to be ready. I mean, folks are actually starting to wake up and see this stuff coming. They don't always know what to do, and they need the education.
Stay there. I'm going to let you finish on the other side, then Lindsey Williams and other calls, and I'll get to you, folks. Yeah, all I know is I may not make it through this, but a lot of you are. We're going to kick their butt. We're going to win. We'll be right back.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
I had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock. So it was a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing's certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to go to Lindsey Williams in just a moment, whose prediction has been proving right in the media of oil prices being halved or more. They've gone down from $148, $149 at their highest, and even crested $150 in futures, down to about $65 a barrel. He was an executive on the board as their pastor, as their chaplain. What was it, Atlantic Richfield? We'll be talking to him in just a few minutes. He's waiting in the wings. I wanted to finish up with Richard. Yes, Richard, the general public is buying guns, buying ammo. They know about the New World Order. A lot of police and military I talk to know what's going on. Ron Paul got more contributions than anybody else from the military. So we bash them all day, but they know what's going on, and the bad ones get in the spotlight with the tasers and the rest of it. But specifically, you said grandma's, grandpa's buying shotguns. You said they're getting ready. What are they getting ready for? You saying they're coming. And were the cops saying they're getting ready for us when you talked to them at Reds or wherever it is? Or were they saying that they're getting ready for the New World Order to fight it?
No, the cops know that something's going down. Most of these guys are not way up high in the intelligence areas. I do know from a federal law enforcement friend of mine who said, don't ever get your concealed handgun carry permit. When the you know what hits the fan, you'll be the first to go, because they'll know who you are. And something I saw over at Academy, and by the way, these folks that are buying these guns, in pardon expression, they're not Joe Sixpacks. A lot of these are educated people. I was over at Academy. I do a lot of hiking at the Big Bend Country, and I was picking up odds and ends, and there's a really nice, attractive gal in there. She's very articulate in her speech, and she's stockpiling huge amounts of ammo in a shopping cart. And I laughed, and I said, what in the world are you getting ready for? And she says, our government's going to get taken over. She says, half of this is to save, and the other half is to shoot. And I was just amazed, and she could barely push the shopping cart. She's like 5'3", and she can barely push the cart out through the register. And I'm starting to see this. We're seeing it in San Antonio. We're seeing it in Houston. Here in Austin, of all places.
But do you see the trap they plan to sick the military and cops on us? We are going to annihilate them, which I'm not. You can't help it. They come for you, and then they're going to bring in I-4. And I've had Colonel Roberts on, and everybody. This is an official West Point now. We see Wolf's a nice lady, but she doesn't have all the years of understanding. We have West Point documents. We have it stated. We have the deal they signed years ago. We use Canadian and Mexican troops here. And then they're going to bring them in. Folks, it's going to be.
Well, that's why they don't control the borders. They leave them wide open on purpose. They pay lip service to it. And this is what they intend to do. I used to work in the oil patch, and the ones that used to come across 20 years ago were polite, they're apologetic, and they tiptoed. The ones that come through now rape, pillage, and burn, and don't care. It's a whole different.
By the way, we mean real towns on fire, rocket attacks, burning buildings, newspapers burn out, Mexican flags flying over courthouses from California to Texas. More dangerous than anywhere in the world now, statistically. State Department admits it is wild, wild west on the border right now.
Oh yeah, and they come through these different ranches, and they'll ransack the mud logger trailers. They'll ransack anything they can find. They tear things apart, they leave their trash, and they just flat don't care. We're not getting the best of the crop over here. We're getting the worst.
Yeah, I talked to a lot of folks, and I hate to use this crude term, but it's done to desecrate the gringo that go into the homes, the ranch houses, and they do what's called an upper decker. And they defecate in the top of the toilet, in the water cistern. That way it totally pollutes and ruins the toilet, and you don't know what's causing it. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Well,
God help us.
I hate to see it come down to an armed conflict. I suspect that there will be those folks who will choke and freeze. I think there's going to be other people who will turn and run. And then I think there's going to be those who are going to stand their ground and fight, either appropriately or inappropriately, because they weren't careful about what they did and how they did it. And I think that's going to be the biggest problem. And I think they're correct when they say there are at least 3 million dedicated gun owners in this country who are crack shots. And they mean business.
Well, it's a lot more than that. I mean, there's 150 million gun owners. If 1% decides to fight, it's 1.5 million combatants. It's unstoppable.
Dedicated. I mean, the guys that know what to do, know how to do it, know how to move. I don't care if they're 50 or 60 years old and they're old Vietnam vets. I mean, you know.
Well, the number one rule is don't let them come to you. If you decide that you know, they're running around grabbing everybody, putting us in slave camps, you go find them. You do it on your terms, and let me tell you, it's over. Nothing they can do.
Look what the little guys in the black pajamas did in the early part of Vietnam before the North Vietnamese regulars took over. You know, and they didn't have a whole lot to work with. But
look at what Hezbollah was able to do against Israel.
Right.
In a checker formation.
It just depends on how dedicated you are. And I think,
well, that's what happened. Those guys said, we're not going home. We either live or we die. We're staying here and fighting.
And it's the rural areas that we're going to have to look to, the small towns where the kids are still being brought up with values, where they still have a sense of right and wrong, where they believe the Constitution's a good thing. They don't even teach the Constitution in high schools anymore. I mean, they pay lip service to it and say, well, it's a document, and they head on down the road. It's a forbidden subject.
Well, it's simple. I don't care if Barack Obama or whoever's coming into office, and the left's in for a big surprise with him.
Oh, yeah.
Tells you it's the law to turn in all your guns, or tells you got to go to a work camp. That's criminal. That's an illegal law. It's tyranny. Right. And I'm telling the military and police, you get orders to go round up American citizens, you better say no, because then, once you cross that line, you are now domestic terrorist.
That's right.
And I don't care what you call us all day. I'm not macho. I don't get a thrill about having a going out and fighting. I'm not a tough guy, but I've seen enough to know, and I know that I don't want any part of it. But I'm telling you, I'm not going to a FEMA camp. Get it through your head.
Look, I never thought in all my life I'd have to worry about this stuff at this stage of my life. I'm 57 years old, and of all the things I thought I'd have to look forward to in my life, this was not on the list. Absolutely not on the list. And if I could find a way to make a living other than through real estate to attack this full time, I'd go do it. As it is, I spend 3 hours a day, 7 days a week on this stuff. And you kiss a lot of toads to get a princess of information, let me tell you. I'm sure you
Hey,
know.
I appreciate your call. We're going to get to Summer, Scott, Chris, Dan, and others, but I want to bring up our big guest, very important person, just spot on with his predictions year after year. That's why 3-4 months ago, Dr. Stan Monteith privately said, well, I have a source, but I can't say who they are. Oil prices are going to be cut in half or more, down to about $60 a barrel. This person's never been wrong. And then when it went public, he went public on Monteith's show, and then here, it was Lindsey Williams. And then what Lindsey said 2 months ago, when wind fuel was at $135, $140 a barrel, it went up to $150. He said it's going to be $65 a barrel in the next 4 or 5 months. I said, well, put a date on it. He says next 3 to 6 months. And he said they're going to discover a big oil field in Indonesia. They did. They're going to find some stuff in Russia. I've internationally seen some of that confirmed. Lindsey Williams, oil company executive, called up that he worked with. He was on the board as their chaplain. Called him up and said, we're going to kill you if you don't shut up. And he said, well, what am I allowed to say? And he knew with this level, they're not joking. And he said, well, you can, just tell them this. And Lindsey came on and told us, and that was right. Lindsey Williams, great to have you on.
Alex, it is so nice to know one or more of the elite and to be able to say all of these things, not because Lindsey Williams knows it. See, I'm just like you are. I put my britches on every morning just like you do. The elite call me, and, of course, when I was threatened, I decided to make friends with him. He became polite. I asked him some questions, and Alex, I had the privilege of being on with you on July the 28th. I look back on my date book here. Who would have ever guessed on July the 28th that it would have gone from $140 approximately a barrel of oil to just a few moments ago before we went on the air. Crude oil was $67.36, less than one half. Dubai is now in big, big, big trouble. Everything he said about the Arab world has taken place. Let me just briefly go down the predictions that this might, not a prediction really, because
now let's be clear, they were threatening you because you were exposing that they basically have unlimited oil. They're all, they found huge reserves. You worked there. That was all on record and confirmed. Again, folks, this is gospel. This is documented. They were sick. Your video was number one on Google for months on end, tens of millions of views a week. They called up and said, shut up. But then they told you more. Go ahead.
Yeah, for 3 years' time, I lived with these people. I had the privilege of doing what very few people on the face of the earth ever have an opportunity to do, and that is, instead of just hearing about them and reading someone else's book, Alex, I had the privilege, by God's grace and providence, to actually live with the elite of the world on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline for 3 years' time. Then I wrote my book, Energy and Non-Crisis, and for the past 35 years, I have known that there was a line out there, and that if I crossed it, I'd be in trouble. And twice in 35 years, they've contacted me. The first time was back in 1984, and they said, you got to quit saying certain things, and I did. And then the middle of June of this year, 2008, they contacted me again and said, Jacqueline, you cannot say certain things anymore. And if you do, we're going to have to do this, that, and the other. Well, after we finally came to an agreement, I said to the gentleman, how you been doing? How's your family? How are you getting along? Where have you been living? I haven't seen the man for 25 years, but he knows everything that goes on behind closed doors. And he became friendly. And for the next 45 minutes, he told me the following. Let me just enumerate them for the listening audience. Oil will go, crude oil will go to $50 a barrel. That was his first thing. He said it will happen. I would have never guessed that. I was talking about $200 a barrel oil. And he said it's going to $50 a barrel. I'm still sitting here startled. Secondly, he said the Arab world is going into a state of bankruptcy. Dubai right now has had to stop the building of the largest world-class skyscraper in the city of Dubai because they don't have the finances to complete it. And unless they can find somebody to help underwrite it, the world-class city there in Dubai is in trouble. The next thing he said, there's going to be a financial collapse in the United States of America that's going to be so great that it will take years to recover. Then, Alex, I remembered one thing that I didn't mention on your show back on July the 28th. When we had finished our conversation, this man advised me to prepare, and he said, I would suggest you go to the mission field and leave America.
Stay there. I want to hear this huge development when we get back. Ladies and gentlemen, no one was saying oil was going $50 a barrel but Lindsey Williams. No one. And he never came up with wild things in the past. And then he was proven right. This is incredible. Stay with us.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Will you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
life. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Lindsey Williams is our guest. We always talked about the giant Prudhoe Bay oil reserves, how they were hidden. That's even come out mainstream news decades after he talked about it, more than what's in Saudi Arabia. And his video became number one, just an hour presentation he gave, number one on Google Video for month after month. It was in the top, you know, five every day, but routinely number one, millions a day watching it. People all over the street, I was hearing them talk about it in cafes, and I mean, I was hearing buzz on the street, like Loose Change or, you know, other big viral videos. And so this oil executive he'd worked with called up and said, look, you know, shut up or it's over. And then Lindsey was smart, and because he, you know, knew him and had worked on their board for years, said, well, what can I talk about? And Lindsey, finish up with the point you'd forgotten to cover here with us.
Alex, it's not Lindsey Williams saying these things. The elite, whom I happen to have met, rubbed shoulders with for 3 years' time on the Trans-Alaska oil pipeline. When I wrote my book, Energy Non-Crisis, 35 years ago, some of these people still stay in touch with me, just strictly out of courtesy of the work that I did for them as chaplain on the Trans-Alaska oil pipeline. And as a result of that, the things that I've been saying for 35 years, every single one of them, without exception, have come to place, not because Lindsey Williams knew this, Alex. I just have to stress to your listening audience, everything that happens in government, everything that takes place in the financial world, what happens with crude oil, Saudi Arabia, all the Arabs, every bit of this is planned in advance. Everything that you say on your program, Alex, has been planned by somebody in the elite behind closed doors. And folks, I've got to say, it's such a privilege to be on Alex Jones' show and to even be invited to be here. I consider it to be an honor. And I must say to you, please, you listen to Alex Jones every single day. Don't you miss one of his programs. You've got to hear what he's telling you. It, sometimes this day and time, things are happening so fast that unless you catch it in the past 24 hours' time, you're in trouble. So let me say again, what you hear me say, the predictions that I am making today did not come from Lindsey Williams, some dream, or not sleeping good because I ate too many hamburgers before I went to bed. This came from the elite themselves who called me, threatened me, and said, Lindsey, this is what's going to happen out of politeness. We're telling you these things. $50 a barrel crude oil. All right, I'm going to make the prediction now exactly as this man did. You write it down, take it to the bank. Can you imagine someone who got in on the futures market of oil when it was $140 a barrel and had been willing to take the word of the elite that called me on the phone? Can you imagine?
No, people laughed at you. They didn't believe you.
They
didn't go cash in on it. They could have just made unbelievable fortunes. Now we went to break, and you were going over the predictions, the things he told you were going to happen, and there was one point he was telling you, get out of the country. Finish up with that.
Yeah, I happened to remember that after I was on your program last time, Alex, and you'd asked me all the things he had said, and of course, over about a 45-minute conversation with the gentleman, one thing I remembered when we came down to the end of the conversation, and I said, now, my intentions really are, for myself, I've been a minister now for 50 years, pastored a church for 12 years in Hollywood, Florida. I was a chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, and I said, you know, my heart is in the ministry. And I think my wife and I and family have been talking about going back into the ministry and going to the mission field. Well, usually that means a foreign mission field somewhere, and he asked me where, and I mentioned to him. And this I thought of after I was on your last program. He said, I would advise you to prepare. And he said, I think it would be a great idea to leave America and go to the mission field. And I remembered that after I was on your last program, Alex. He was advising me to get ready for the inevitable because he knew what was going to take place.
Now, to be clear, they are imploding the price of oil to bankrupt the Arabs and to bankrupt the whole world, while the big central banks are energized with cash and liquidity. They're not in trouble. They can then go buy up the entire world economy when it collapses and build that new world order banking system and that trilateral world system they've now announced.
That is exactly right. Alex, you could not have put it in any better words. Everything you just said is what I surmise from what this man told me. And looking over it, that's exactly what they intend to do. They'll own all the banks in America. They'll own all the airlines. They will own basically most of the houses in the United States of America because of collapse of the real estate market. And by the time they get through, the elite are basically going to own everything. The person, the people will be slaves in their hands. You've said you aren't going to be, and neither will I. But they'll try. This is exactly what their intention is.
Unbelievable. Lindsay, let's come back and talk more about specifically what he said, because months ago you laid that out, what they're planning to set up, how they're planning to bankrupt the world. This is it, the birth of the New World Order. Lindsay William, Inside Info. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield green drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
I cannot stress enough how important it is to get original, on-the-scene intelligence. Just in June of this year, I was 30, 40 yards at the Chantilly Marriott, five-star hotel in Virginia, with the Rothschilds, Rockefeller, Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State, world leaders, Federal Reserve Chairman, all of them in there. And I was bullhorning, and Richard N. Haas out of the CFR came out, and if looks could kill, I'd have been lying on the floor. And we shut him down, and Jim Tucker, who's learned how to go check in a few days before, talk to the bar, talk to the staff, and say, you're going to hear a lot of evil discussed, and I'll even threaten with your job if you speak or give me any paperwork or documentation. But you're going to hear this evil. I know you're going to refuse now, but you're going to hear this evil, and you're going to want to give me information. And they always say, no way. And then they hear world government, enslave the public, bankrupt everyone. And they always give us the documents. Well, what came out from his sources and Estelon's sources in 2006, 2.5 years ago, that they were going to implode the world market starting with the subprime, create a worldwide depression, and then inflate the currency so you'd have hyperstagflation, both depression and devaluation of the currency together, the worst economic depression you can have, the worst. It's like a royal flush. It's very rare. I mean, it's orchestrated. It's the worst thing you can have. The best for the elites. And see, I made a film. We wrote articles. It all happened because they really run things. And if you can have the nerve to go face their black ops, go face their people, face the death threats, face people calling my wife up and saying, hi, is Alex there? No, he's not. Can I leave a number? Well, yes, this is his girlfriend. Well, that's impossible. This is his wife. Oh, my God, I've got his baby. Oh, my God. Click. You know, the next call, we're going to get your kids. Stuff like that. I mean, I'm not tooting my horn, but we need your prayers and support. So does Lindsay. I mean, he gets death threatened. I get death threatened. We go bullhorn the world leaders. I mean, we're there fighting them for you. All we ask is for you to wake up and stand up. We should all pray for Lindsay. And I tell you, I'm greedy for them. I mean, I covet them. I need your prayers. I know it's real. I know God and the devil are real. And I know this stuff's happening. And, you know, we're into something big and deep. And whether you like it or not, you're all part of it, whether you live in denial. Pastor Williams, continue with the basic breakdown of what we're facing.
Alex, there positively is, and I must stress this to your audience because you have such a knowledgeable audience. They listen to you every day. They know the issues. And if you don't listen to Alex every day, you better get on to listening to him every day. There positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. Folks, I wish I could come right into your living room and sit down with you and prove it to you. 35 years of living this story since I was shocked into reality when I lived with these people for 3 years. Alex, everything you're saying is right. There is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. Folks, believe it, take it to heart. Now, I'm going to give you a few of the statements that this man made to me on that phone that day. He knows everything that goes on behind closed doors. Please, take it to heart. Number one, America will see a financial collapse. And I said to him, are you talking about a depression? He would not let me use that word. He said it is going to be a financial collapse. Have you noticed that they're still not admitting that we're in a recession? What a joke. So this man basically did the same thing. He said a financial collapse. He wouldn't use the word, but he said it is going to take years to come out of it. His second statement, America will be kept dependent on foreign oil. I don't care which president who gets in as president. You will not see the North Slope of Alaska opened up. You're not going to see that big oil field in Montana and North Dakota opened. We are going to be kept dependent on foreign oil and our money going out of this country. The next statement, the standard currency of the world is crude oil, not the American dollar. They could care less about the American dollar anymore. And notice that the euro is giving problem. And just the other day, Iceland declared bankruptcy. And now, as of 2 days ago, Switzerland is in trouble. Would you believe this? I just heard it for the first time yesterday. It has actually come out that the one country in the world that is known as a banking haven for everybody, Switzerland now could possibly be the next country in the world to declare bankruptcy. Take these statements to heart. It is not a conspiracy. It is an agenda on a group of elite people. They know exactly what they're doing. And just because of this man calling me out of respect, well, it was not out of respect that he called me. He called me out of threat. But then finally, out of respect of what happened on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, you say, Chaplain, I'll be glad to tell you these things. And he did. And Alex, everything you've been predicting is coming to pass. But who back on July the 28th would have ever in the foggiest imagination would have guessed that crude oil would be $50 a barrel? And here we are. We're right at it. And what's going to happen to the economy? All of these things are taking place, Alex.
Now, Lindsay, that's why I was saying, think back to that 45-minute conversation, and then later you did think back to about getting out of the country. I mean, did you ask why get out of the country, or did he say anything else? Every word is key.
Well, the reason he suggested that I do this is merely because he'd like me out of his way. And it would be so much better if I didn't appear on Alex Jones' show anymore and Dr. Stan Monteith, some of the others. And I'm just about through with doing all of this also. But he said, I think it would be a very good idea, both for you and for us not to have to have conflict in the future. So he said, yeah, it would be a great idea for you to leave the country and go to the mission field. I think he had more to that, and the more I thought it through and more I'm seeing what I'm seeing today of what's taking place financially and what you said, I mean, when you began the program today about what the military and the police are preparing for, I think it would be great for people to make preparation, get out of the city, do something about protecting yourself, because that statement that he made to me about, yeah, I think it would be a great idea for you, Chaplain, to go to the mission field, basically get out of America, get out of our hair. And I think he really thought, hey, this would be a pretty good idea to protect you by.
What a nice guy. He's threatening to go after you, kill you if you don't, but then allowing you to still go out and give this message. Specifically,
understand the mindset of these people. And, of course, the only way I ever knew it is because I lived with them. These people have a mindset that is quite different than what the average American haven't figured out to be. These people tell you everything they're going to do in advance if you know how to listen to the buzzwords and know what they're saying. Secondly, these people have a code of ethics. Now, I know that sounds strange to say this, but they do. They must tell certain things according to the God that they serve. Now, understand that that's quite a different God than what you and I know, Alex. We know the true and living God who created all of heaven and earth and is honest and decent. They have a God, too. Their God is the God of this world. The Bible calls him the prince of power of this air, but he is a God. And when that prince of the power of the air offered Christ all of the kingdoms of the world that day, Christ didn't turn around and say, hey, they already belong to me. You can't give them to me. No, he didn't. He didn't say that. He said, no, you can't tempt me this way. And he used the word of God against him. You see, that prince of the power of the air, the God of these people, the God of this world, has a moral code, their own code of ethics, and therefore Christ would not accept the kingdom of the world. He knew someday he was going to get them anyway. So understand the mindset of these people, and that's the reason I've written some of the books I've written. My latest book, To Seduce a Nation. Oh, you've got to know it. Let me read you just one right here out of To Seduce a Nation. It was by Thomas Jefferson, one of the signers of the Constitution. He said, if the American people ever allow the banks to control the issuance of that currency, first by inflation and then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all of their property until their children will wake up homeless on the continent their fathers occupied. Oh, my goodness, those founding fathers saw this, knew what could take place. And, Alex, today we are living in a time that I never thought I'd see in my lifetime.
Now, Lindsay, I want to plug the new video and the materials you have before. They're not even available. I know soon they won't be, so people can call and get those or go online and get those materials. But I also want to take some phone calls that will be all over the map, but it'll be important. You can comment on it all. Very knowledgeable here in just a moment. But bottom line, go back to what he said, the reason they were going to implode oil prices and why they were doing this.
Okay, the reason for this is to break the Arab world. They want.
Oh, and I'm sorry, I got to interrupt again. You also brought up they were going to start some type of war or an escalation of conflict with Russia. And that sounded crazy 3 months ago. You told Monty 4 months ago. And you'd already been doing interviews for a month before I got you on. So what, it's been about 4 months since you went public?
Yes, the first part of July.
And then a month and a half after you did all this, they sneak attack Russia in Georgia, through Georgia. But so go ahead.
He said that there was going to be a major oil field that they would announce the discovery off north of Russia. That meant that Russia was going to be a great power. We'll have another Cold War out there. And he went on to indicate or implement that there will be a conflict again with Russia. We're beginning to see it already, exactly like he said. It's so amazing, Alex. These people do plan every bit of this in advance, and it's so amazing when you hear one of them talk and then turn around and actually watch it. You sit here literally stunned by watching these people do exactly what they said they were going to do. They have the power to control Washington, the president, the Congress, the currency. They have the power to control crude oil prices and everybody but us. And the only thing on the face of this earth they're scared to death of.
Okay, but get back into the Arabs. I interrupted with the Russian part. It's just so accurate. Go ahead.
Say again, Alex.
I was just throwing in the Russian part because you also said he told you that, and that came true out of the blue sky. So this is really credible in my analysis.
Yes, the Russian part, the Dubai part.
Yeah, about bringing down the Arabs. Finish up with that.
Yeah, and the Arabs are having their summit conference weeks in advance this week because they say that they cannot stand the price of oil going down from $140 a barrel to where it is right now, 67. It's going to 50. If they think it's bad now, they haven't seen anything yet. It is going to bankrupt the Arab world. He said this. He said Iran is just worrying us something terrible. He said, we have to do something about Iran. I said, what are you going to do? War or what else? He indicated they didn't want war. He said, what we want is to bankrupt them and take it to $50 a barrel. They basically do that.
Amazing. Let's take some phone calls. Summer in Indiana, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Alex. I just want to say thank you for waking me up. It's been about 2 months that I've been listening to you. I've been able to get some gold and silver and stock up food and weapons. My question is, I'm trying to convince my father that this is really happening, and as severe as, you know, we say it is, he doesn't believe. So I convinced him to actually listen to your show today, so he may be listening to us right now. And if you could just touch on why Obama is not going to save us, because he thinks, you know, yes, there is corruption. Yes, you know, the elites are bad and the oil companies are bad, but he thinks Obama is going to save us.
Okay, I'm going to let you go so we can answer that question and get Lindsay to answer it and take more calls. Great question. Because Barack Obama and John McCain are puppets. The real leaders at the oil companies, international bank level, they make all the decisions in the Western world and increasingly worldwide. And we know their agenda from their own documents, our moles, our witnesses like Lindsey Williams and others. And we know their program. So we know regardless of who gets into office, this program continues. And presidents are only cut out window dressing to divert the public. Lindsey Williams.
Yes, you're exactly right, and it matters not which one gets in. They want John McCain in. Now, that they're not God. Let me say that up front. They are not God, and therefore they can't always get what they want. And it looks as though McCain is a back runner right now. But either one that gets in, they're going to do exactly what they want, and especially, of course, they won't open up the Northrop oil field. That's been made known by both Obama and McCain.
All right, let's take another call. Chris in Florida, you're on the air worldwide.
Yes, so many things to cover. I'd like to point out one course of action that's worked for me, a success story that was not risky to go into court. I had agreed or plea bargained to pay traffic tickets, and I used only two laws to not pay them, or they discharged my obligations when I went to pay with lawful money, which is defined under Title 12 of U.S. Code, Section 152. Lawful money shall be construed to mean gold and silver coin of the United States.
Yeah, that actually worked in an IRS case and got 12 people off big indictments, what, a year ago in Las Vegas.
No, I was ready to pay every time. I went through six or seven hearings to show cause why I should not be held in contempt for not paying these fines. I was ready to pay with Federal Reserve notes. I used Title 12, Section 152. Then I also used the Uniform Commercial Code, which is in every state statute. If anyone wants to look up Section 3-603, that says that once the creditor, the person who is owed money, declines the tender, refuses the tender or the presentation of the lawful money in person, then they have discharged your obligation. And at the final hearing, they put on a huge show with the county clerk, the city clerk, the city and state attorney.
Yeah, let's be clear. By law, they were supposed to take, and Congress even passed a later law about it, they refused to take silver or gold because they won't take legal tender. And so that was the end of it.
And also, Dr. Eugene Schroeder, if you're familiar with his work, sent a report 93-549, mm-hmm. which is the 1973 Senate report that says we have been in a state of national emergency since March 3rd, 33, and the president runs the country without reference.
That's it. I got to jump, Chris. Thank you. Dan in Virginia. You're on the air, Dan. Go ahead.
How you going, Alex?
Good.
How's
going,
Alex?
Good.
I would just like to make a few points about the RFID chip up in New York.
Okay.
And I have a few cousins that live up in New York, and they say that they have an RFID chip in their licenses.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess if you throw your license in the microwave for a few seconds, it'll fry it. That's what I was told. I know it sounds stupid, but...
No, it's true. And it's in your passport now, but then they'll just refuse it and say it's not valuable. They're also claiming it's a felony to tamper with it, so it can accidentally be broken. They'll still go after you. We're all getting our control system. Let me get a comment from Lindsey Williams on this whole RFID grid that's going in. Pastor?
Yes, it's all a part of the control factor. And that just boils down to one simple thing. They want control of every person on the face of the earth. There's one thing I learned when I lived with these people. The name of the game is control, Alex.
And I'm going quickly to your calls so we can get to all of them. Dan, Alex, and Christian, final call straight ahead with Lindsey Williams. And be ready when we get back. We'll give you his phone number, contact info to get some of the videos and books he's put out on the subject and others. Just a treasure of information. We've been so honored to have him with us today. Don't forget all of my books and videos and other books and videos we carry at InfoWars.com. So be sure and go to InfoWars.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemical?
Hey, Jones?
Yes, sir.
Ted was
with Lindsey Williams. And be ready when we get back. We'll give you his phone number, contact info to get some of the videos and books he's put out on the subject and others. Just a treasure of information. We've been so honored to have him with us today. Don't forget all of my books and videos and other books and videos we carry at InfoWars.com. So be sure and go to InfoWars.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and
detergents, even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are Salvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs. Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
Like children, we've been taught by the media, no elites exist, no corruption exists, government loves you. It's not the case, folks. It's a jungle out there. Lindsey Williams, fire out the phone number for folks to get your latest video on all of this.
The next 12 months, everything that the elite plan to do, what I was told on the phone by one of the elite, is going to happen in DVD. You can view it at home. It's 1 hour long. Also, I put a sequel to that on a CD that you can listen to in your truck or vehicle as you travel down the road. The number is 800-321-2900. Now, we only have 25 energy non-crisis left, and they are forever gone. You heard me correctly. I do not plan to reprint. We have 25 of them left. The first 25 callers get them. When you buy my series of 8 DVDs, one of them is the next 12 months. Now, folks, everything that the elite told me that goes on behind closed doors, you'll find it in here. I give a whole lot more than what I'm giving on the program. It's 2 hours, 1 hour of CD, 1 hour of DVD, my Energy Non-Crisis DVD updated to 2008, and some other DVDs. Again, the number is 800-321-2900. The first 25 callers right. Get an Energy Non-Crisis. After that, you'll get my book, To Seduce a Nation. 800-321-2900.
All right, we're basically out of time here. Colin Powell, John McCain, Joe Biden, foreign prime ministers and presidents have all said in late January there's going to be a giant event. Some say terror, some say economic, but they say we even know the date, but we can't tell you what it is. They talk to us like we're idiots. I mean, that is so obvious. Do you have any idea what that is?
This was intimated by this gentleman who talked to me on the phone back in the middle of June, and he indicated that something might take place just before the election. Well, two things already have. Crude oil prices have drastically dropped. We have a financial crisis that you and I, neither one, expected to happen this quick. What else they may try to do, it's anybody's guess. He didn't name it, but he did indicate or intimate that something probably would take place. Alex, you're exactly right.
All right, let's jam in.
Let me stress again, listen to Alex Jones every day.
Let's jam in two quick calls. Quick question. Alex in Florida, then Christian in California. Go ahead, Alex.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, man? Thanks for taking my call. I've been doing my studies for 18 years now. And what I've been seeing lately and down here in Florida is more and more biohazard equipment being moved around late at night because I work at a job.
Yeah, that's their cover for federalizing things, but that's only the front for the martial law.
Right. But somehow I just wanted to let all the callers and listeners know that, you know, somehow all the information that's gathered throughout all the conspiracies or whatever they want to call it, it's not really conspiracies, man. They're ideas. And all the ideas can be put together because it's like how Einstein had his theory and everybody had, all these scientists had their theory. And it turns out they were all right, not just one.
Yeah, it's a unification theory. And what we have is you can see the enemy program all around you, not just through their documents. Thanks for the call, Alex. I'm sorry to Christian. We're just out of time. Pastor Williams, I want to talk to you in the near future. Thank you for joining us and have a great week.
God bless you, Alex. Thank you for the privilege of being on your show.
Oh, no, thank you for the privilege of having you on ours. Take care. Lindsay Williams, there he goes. I had Willie Nelson on at about 10 after, an amazing hour-long interview, then an hour and 50-minute interview with Naomi Wolf, getting into all the different facets of the New World Order control grid, the police state that is all around us. It was an incredible show today. Great job to my crew and everybody else. It restarts on the internet only with the podcast and the streams at InfoWars.com and then rebroadcast on AM and FM across the country. Back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. God bless you all. We'll be right back in 1 minute.